Blog Talk Radio.
Drinking, 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 drinking.
and every night.
Well, we would like to welcome each and every one of you to Black Power Radio. I'm your host, Sheikh Al-Imam Akbar Abdul-Karim, in the potentially fair city of Washington, D.C., but nevertheless a beautiful city by all estimators. I would caution you to be aware at this hour of your political aspirations and of your political potential, and to seek the highest level of your potential at this hour, because your social existence, whether you're in business, politics, or else, oh my, it is your testing ground to prove what we the people actually represent in America. And you all can read the black drop and basically keep it moving. And
we speak. Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam. All of you are live on Black Power Radio at this hour. And all of these different elements in the mix, as you read the backdrop or the backdrop, you see our political aspirations are on the front line, the perfect testing ground to see what is America's Constitution made out of? What is the Declaration really talking about? And has the Bill of Rights ever been right for we the people? Does it fit our social and political circumstances? Or is it a pseudo-politics? Are they developing business or pseudo-intellectuals? Are they producing real homes, real estate, or are they bringing gentrification by any other name? But tonight is your night, brother and sister. You're live on Black Power Radio. I'm your host, Sheikh Al-Imam Akbar Abdul-Karim. All of those on the front line, your smartphones, please mute up if you're not speaking. And know that those smartphones are right on the front line, right where the girls can get it. And, of course, the dumb phones are right behind them on the second row tonight. And as we move on up the line, we're looking at, oh, my, look at how it's rolling. We've got the Android people on the third row as usual, and they're waving from the wings, and we wave back at the Android folks, paranoid folks. Yes, ma'am. Great. Ask all the paranoid phones to actually buckle your seatbelts. We're asking you, again, to mute your line or you'll be cut from the line. We're asking you to mute up. Everybody listening, mute your line. You have to mute the line yourself or you'll be cut off. And what we're doing tonight, brother and sister, is going through a political analyzation, so to speak, in the manner of what does a black political convention look like and what has it produced What does it signify, and what is the significance of a black political agenda, and does it have any life? Can you pump life back into a black political agenda? And what would that convention look like today, and where would it be held? So we're looking at this tonight as we're dropping some tunes in your ear, dropping it like it's hot. I mean, it's too hot to hold. I mean, all of those out there in the fourth and fifth rows, we have some drop-top people there, along with those that are laptop people, the desktop people, and as well, again, we said the drop-top, Jag. They're waving from their Jaguar. There's others there are waving from the Ferrari. The drop-top bands, whatever means you decided to tune in to Black Power Radio, we're just so daggone glad that you did, and we're right here rocking right around your ear hole. This is Charlie Man Mark Paul with the host of Coast to Coast. As always, Black Power Radio gives you more of what you listen to radio for. We have the most informative radio talk show on the internet, on your smartphone, dumb phone, Android, Paranoid, Facebook. No, look. Oh, my. Some of those are on the Android, Paranoid. By whatever means you tune in to Black Power Radio, we have the most informative radio talk show on the internet. And we give you more of what you listen to your Black Power Radio for. So as we move up and down the line, putting down the sound, we're rocking here from coast to coast. I am your host, Sheikh Al-Imam Akbar, with a lineup from coast to coast all the way to L.A., don't you know, giving it from San Diego and black to the Bay. We're rocking here on Black Power Radio tonight. And we're just going to drop a little more in your ear hole because that first piece might not have caught you. So we're going to give you a little more here and drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot. Because whatever we can say, we know our beloved brother Marvin Gaye said it best, my. Marvin Gaye, some of the best that ever did it in the way of We the People music. But we had Black Lightning and we had Jermaine live on Black Power Radio, and they're going to rock the mic for us tonight to just give a little opening on this political, the black political convention and the agenda. What is the significance of that? And what role do we play in that at this hour? Can it reconvene? Can it be reproduced, or is there such a thing as a black political agenda? We might want to examine the facts as you might see them differently, and the facts as we know them to be right here at Black Power Radio, and give you more of what you actually listen to radio for. We've got about four hosts in the house tonight. We got them from Los Angeles, California, all the way to Washington, D.C., from Richmond, Virginia to New York City, from New York Black to San Diego, all the way to Seattle, Washington, and oh, my. We got them in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and we're rumbling all the way down in Miami, Florida, don't you know, tonight, right here at Black Power Radio from Houston to New Orleans, and we're black, and we're right here in Washington, D.C. The so-called Chocolate City is chocolate. The real name of Washington, is it a real chocolate city at this hour, or has there been a name superimposed, and maybe there's another agenda, gentrification, for instance. So
yeah.
Is there a black political agenda, unity or discord, you know, homes or apartments, black real estate or gentrification, business or black pseudo-intellectualism, employment stability or unemployment altogether, infrastructure or no structure at all? Say ye at this hour, Black Lightning, Black Power, and you and Jermaine will kick it for a minute and talk black to me on black, social political agenda. Is there such a thing, and how do we manage it appropriately at this hour? I'm representing you, our dynamite co-host tonight, Brother Black Lightning, right here in the Mid-Atlantic. It's Black Power and a strong black military to black that call. Black Power?
Black Power! Black Power, everybody. I'm energized and black power rise and ready to make the black nation rise. You know?
Tell me how to make a black nation rise. Can you tell me?
Agitate, organize.
Oh, we drop it like it's hot tonight. Black Power.
Black Power, yes, sir. And as you all know, we are tired of giving the candidates given to us, handpicked by the white man. Yeah. So here's your representative. Sure. So you got a choice. Of Billy Bob or Billy Joe Bob. You know, do you want Sleepy Joe, who sleep at the bar, at the end of the bar, or the orange-haired Philistine, who's at the end of the bar, the life of the party, telling jokes and buying around for the bar? You got everybody voting for him, you know, in that aspect, you know, but not in the real aspect. In the real world, shit, they two peas in a pod, you know what I mean? So our black agenda is to get away from the white infrastructure, power infrastructure, as you might say, or let's just say the regular Democrats and the Republicans, you know, and get away from them completely. And form our own. I mean, we already had it going with Fannie Lou Hamer started it, the Mississippi Democratic Freedom Party. Except we can take Mississippi off of it and Democratic off of it and just say the Freedom Party, the Independent Freedom Party. And we have independent people that we are backing, black candidates that are running for offices that are pressing the issues that black folks need pressed, like the black anti-hate crime bill, you know, and the reparations. So no reparations, no vote, you know. And that's where our stance is, no reparations, no vote. And we can get our political black machine up and running. As we were talking about having a convention, where would be a good place for a convention? Now, maybe back in the 60s, you would say D.C. because they see you outside of the Congress windows. But now, with everything being fenced off and everything since George Floyd and protests and Ahmaud Arbery protests, everything's all fenced off. So I propose New York, where you get mass media coverage. I propose the Washington, D.C., the National Press Club. as the our national chairman has already been down there once before, so he can attest to it. And I've in my memoir, matter of fact, that's a memoir right there. Memoirs of a, I'm gonna have to go there. Sorry, Memoirs of a Black Panther. I was doing deliveries to different places, you know. So you get mail drops and stuff like that, and they say, okay, well, you got all this mail that's going to the National Press Club. So you go upstairs to the National Press Club, you go through there, and you drop stuff off, you know, and they just sitting there, they putting in their reports for the day and stuff like that. So I'm saying, why not go to them, you know? Don't have to ask Caesar to come to us when we can go to Caesar, you know? Because, for one, it's a narrative out there about Black Panthers that we need to correct, because the original formations are, as such, ourselves under Sheikh Imam Akbar, Crystal Muhammad's formation, and, of course, the formation formerly under Malik Zulu Shabazz, under Omar Wali right now. So all three of us are the real Panthers, along with the original Black Panthers and along with the Black Panthers. So all in coalition together is all I'm saying. So that's the one Black Panther way. Because as Sister Melody said, it's all power for the black, poor, and oppressed people of the world. So I've always been about it like that. And that's the way it's going to be. So we got to be about black first and say our black agenda first and our safety first. And they got trillions of dollars out there going into different funds and stuff like that. Well, shit, we need a part of it, you know, as our black party. And, of course, they're not going to give us a dime of it. So what we need right now is everybody to dig deep and give what you can, give until it helps. Don't give until it hurts. Just give until it helps. And a dollar or two, or a penny to a 20. At $77Bakers, and $77Bakers. Again, that's $77Bakers. And don't forget, Black Power Pearl. Thanks for putting the number over there on the other cat, on the other live. We was doing the Facebook Live. So Pearl was rocking with me, putting the number up for me. But that's the number right there. Call in, press one to get in the call queue. Press one for the oppressed ones, and talk black to us. You know, I'm glad, brother. Our brother's on the line from Shreveport. Is your live, is your mic open, brother? Black Power, what's going on over there? I wanted to say Adrian. Where's your brother Adrian at? But don't forget, y'all.
Live in Shreveport. Jermaine, live in Shreveport. Are you there?
Yeah, Jermaine. That's who I wanted to say. I was calling for his other brother, Adrian.
I'll plug him back in. He's got Adrian. Okay, let me see. You got a Richmond call. I don't know if he's going to speak up or not, but you do have a Richmond caller that might want to tell you a couple of his political views. He's right there in Richmond,
yes,
Virginia.
Sir. Black Power.
Black Power.
Come on, Richmond. Black Power. What's going on? I am a black revolutionary. What's happening? What's happening?
Black Panther, and
I am.
Let's see if we can reach out and pick up Jermaine. Well, I think you've got Chewbacca, the guy that don't mind rocking the mic. I believe he's in the house. Let me see if we can pick up Chewbacca real quick.
Okay,
he's live.
In the meantime, while you're getting Chewbacca on the line,
Chewbacca in Oakland, California. Are you out there? Let's see if we got Chewbacca live. Black Power, pick up Chewbacca.
Always.
Give me some 951. Who's on the 951, 951? You're live on Black Power Radio.
Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Happy to hear you.
Power up.
Power up.
Queen Mother Goldie, y'all. I'm back. You know,
hey,
I'm going to keep it rolling.
What's up, Goldie?
Hey, what's going
what's
on, my
Goldie?
Brother?
All right.
I love you guys all. You know, I want to start this off, but I got a political choice on it, too. I got some stuff I got to tell y'all. But I want to start it off with that prayer for us because we are
right
revolutionaries. And so we got to keep our power up. We got to keep our strength up. And we got to keep maintaining what we're going to do. I want to start it off by thanking the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this brothers and sisters over here on this line that we could come together. Lord, I thank you for just giving me this family. For we are nothing without you, Lord. You give us the strength, the power, and the glory. We give you all the honor, and we give you everything we are because we are nothing without you, Lord. We ask that you watch over our people, Lord, for we are the power of the people. We are the strength that carries on. So I thank you for the things that you do for me as well, giving me the knowledge to know the difference, to go out there and start something and make something happen. But give me the choice to know if it's different or if it's good. And I thank you for all my brothers and sisters, and we all come together as Black Power say, amen.
Amen. Amen. Black
Power. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
So
Amen Ra.
I got some good,
Amen,
I got some good things going.
Harambe.
Talk about the political thing.
Harambe. Harambe.
Harambe.
Harambe.
Harambe.
Harambe.
Harambe.
Thank you. Thank you.
Harambe.
So I time to come and say something about this political thing. You know, I'm coming all the way from California, the chief of command of Riverside and San Bernardino County. Made it happen. Still want me to be the mayor out there, but just still making a movement for what I did when I took over that Skid Row. So now I've been out here with the D.C. with the national chairman. Now I've moved on to a different level. I want to put it out there on the radio that, yeah, I've been on the no contact. My no contact is to get me and my things right. My things is my future. My future is for my people, for I am a true revolutionary. So I got good and good advice. I've been trying to remember I said about the Baltimore mayor. He's only 39 years old. He's tired, but Baltimore's so corrupt with that political thing we're talking about. One thing about it, they asked me to be the Human Rights Commission board member right now.
Yeah.
But at the same time, do I want to take it with an opinion or do I want to take it just to get it? So I'm waiting for them. They went already to $75,000 a year. But it's so corrupt. Why we have three vacant seats? Because they got rid of the three. But Baltimore is so sad. They couldn't even make the money on the part because they don't want it for the people. But that's where our real ancestors came in. So there's the main thing about me taking that Baltimore and making my chapter, which I'm going to do, but making it warfare that is going to be over because there's war on them streets. The whole block is taken. They're selling the houses and the streets are just taken. The New Jack City is like, we need to go in there and stop the power of it, but it's going to get knocked off because there's so many beasts with it. So it's a corruption thing, but now they want me to get on that Human Rights Board Commission. I put that application. With me having that bachelor's in that political science, I've been working with it. I still got them 6 kids and 15 grandchildren at 53 just turned. Thank you, Lord.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm going to make it happen. I done found me a king of Baltimore mayor around here. So I might be getting married to a Maryland. So it'd be a good thing with it because it's going to be a power for our people even more. But at the same time, I'm going to make sure that I'm right because I got to love me to love anything else. And I just want to let you guys know that I am succeeding with this political thing we're going to be doing. My no contact is over now. I will make my marches and everything until I get married. Once I make my marriage, then I have a king to deal with. But I will always be a Black Panther, and I will always be a Black true revolutionary. And I love
Black
you, my brothers and sisters. Black power.
Black power. Black power.
And I appreciate anybody have to say anything, if any advice with it. But yes, we're gonna go. And anybody in Maryland, come and talk to me. I'm doing, you know, from California there. You know what I'm saying? But we're gonna make it. Now let's do the East Coast. But I'm here for everybody that's on this land right here around this little thing. We need to go in that mayor's office. We're doing it. I'm getting people's things expunged right now in D.C. You know what I'm saying? You got a case that needs to be expunged because it was just bullcrap, and they're giving it to it because they want a freedom speech. Because if they don't, then we're going to be in front of their building. So I'm making all that. I've been making that little ruckus, too. So now I'm doing that. We got brothers and sisters. I could just tell them what to do. You go in there and make that political way like you're a lawyer. Because they're giving it to us. One thing about this East Coast, We are all colored in our own direction. So it's what we choose and what we can make it. You know, I'm glad I came back on my no contact on when it's talking about the political movement because, yeah, I didn't want to come back with not being correct. I'm a Black Panther. But then when it comes down to, you know, I'm ready. I done did my national assignments for my national chairman. He took me to Harlem, and I made it happen. There was nothing going to touch him. Nobody could come in there. Me and Brother Will, we had that. We guarded him, and we will always guard him. I don't know what I've seen little things on there, and that shit is nothing. That's just people making shit up on their line. We know who we are, and I love you all. You know what I'm saying? We are a fucking hate group, but that's okay because they think that. Let them think that. But if you start watching them YouTube videos and all this little shit they got going on when we are what we are,
love it for the people.
Power to the people.
Yeah.
So as Queen Mother Goldie, I appreciate you guys. I love you. I'm off of my no contact. Only way is to get the direction and the head game right. Can't be no passive if your head game ain't right. Lightning, I'm going to be coming out to the Virginia and seeing you, and we could go talk about what you need me to do out there. That's going to be soon.
Like,
time to move on and do some direction. So if you guys need me, I'm back. I'll make it happen. I'm going to do whatever. And then get in touch with Queen Chube on here.
Oh, yeah, all of them online tonight. Yes, ma'am. It's live. It's
yes, hot. So I'm glad everybody's hearing us.
Tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, we're
so I'm glad I got to come on first. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
From the East Coast and the West Coast, they got all types of political agendas. We got the Million Woman March. We got Katrina Williams running in L.A. We've got a mixed multitude, coast to coast, citywide, PG County, all up in Montgomery County. Got them all over D.C., all trying to cram in all over Baltimore City, Baltimore and Harford County. All up in Baltimore City and Baltimore County, and they're running for these political offices. Do we have an agenda, or is this just some pseudo-intellectualism in politics? What do we have at this hour?
Agenda, Black Power.
Well, here's what we need. I know two babies on mine.
Jermaine in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Yes, I'm here.
Rock is just like lightning, and we're on the middle of the road.
Black power.
Yes. I'm here. Yeah, hello. Yes, hello.
You gotta turn your background, my brother.
Yeah.
Yes,
black
hello.
Power.
Hey, good evening, everyone.
Good job, Black Power.
Good evening, everyone.
Hey, good evening, Jermaine.
Good evening.
This is Jermaine from Shreveport, Louisiana. Just dropping in. I had the chance of speaking with his brother here from Washington, D.C. He was on one of my Zoom call meetings last night here locally. For of course where he's from and where he's at. I'm putting together a stage play. Revising the African tribe, Shaka Zulu tribe, things of that nature. It's going to be going down February the 14th. But before then, I want to speak on the continued injustice going on here in the state of Louisiana. Got a new governor in office, new elected officials, and so we're still at the same thing, same where we were last year, but I'm dealing with the same issues of police brutality, excessive force. Me also being on the front lines, being a forefront of this particular parish, of this city, where we're exposing the corruption as once again, okay, $50 million of COVID relief money still nowhere to be found. The officials been quiet. So I'm covering a multitude of things here in this city concerning those efforts. And I'm finding out, which I mean, I didn't know, we may never know who did it, but the main thing is it's keeping it alive and letting them know the crimes for which they have committed against us as the people here in this city, you know, and bringing it to the attention of others, you know. So, yeah.
Hey, thanks so much
yes,
for that,
sir.
Jermaine, and giving us that update and live and as well keeping it black and keeping it revolutionary. Exposing those powers that be, as they did in Katrina, as they did in different state packages have been given to Louisiana. The governor was in on the cover-up. The mayor's in on the cover-up. The city council, the county board. In Louisiana, they call it the Parish. The Parish Board. You know, that's a French colony, don't you know?
Yeah.
Go right ahead, Jermaine and Black Light and Black Power.
Black Power. Well, I was just saying that it's up to us to make a difference for the people. So everybody where they are, they can call the Homeless Consortium and see how we can get some funds. And some of the funds got to go towards dwellings. Some got to go towards outdoor bathrooms, this and that. Wood burning stoves and big group canopies. And they have group tents too, but they're very pricey. But I would say that we have land and
opportunity.
What was that?
I said we can get the lumber and make our own.
Yeah.
Build off
as
the
matter
land.
Matter of fact, those cabins.
Yes.
That they have cabins down here, like up in the mountains, where
they
build a
trailer.
Now you can rent these cabins, right? Now they got some that are for sale, and now people actually they go in there and rent them things. So I know getting a few of them might be worthwhile.
No,
thank you.
I say yeah, but it's time to take the land. We are due reparations. Now, one thing about California, we went through that in Sacramento. Me and Chubé.
They were talking about out there.
We're allowed
trailer houses.
Desert Hot Springs
getting
reparations.
Trailer houses. We need the trailer houses too. Except for ours don't have to be brand new. We can get row of used trailer houses would be good, you know. And I got the spots for them too, which are like where campers go and they park their trailer RV homes right there. And pretty much we can make sure that people live longer. You know, that's what I'm saying.
No, we're gonna get it. I'm gonna take some land. Maryland got it, land. Let's do. So that's why I said I'm gonna come to Virginia. It's my next move. I'm off no contact. Everybody nationwide, if you need me, come over there, Dane, Florida, the East Coast. I'll be there, and we're gonna go start taking our land. And all we gotta do is go put it in with the city hall. Don't take nothing but a day and a night at a room. So I'll get booted and suited, nicely dressed, and go and do that because now we can get it. We need to make a camp. We need making encampments. We need to get them instead of building, we need to get the metal things coming off that shipyard that are bent and broke down a little bit.
Yeah. Those,
start putting them in holes.
As a matter of fact, those as well. Those cargo container houses. They're container houses.
Trump's going to be president. What y'all thinking about that? Now what are we going to do?
Let's make it happen.
Power. We got power up.
I'm saying to you all that we'll be more dignified pushing. There are far too many of we the people today pushing an independent agenda.
Yes.
Well, look at this cracker named Bernie Sanders. He pushed a independent. He had a better chance of making independent than anybody. And we're showing you that no independent has made it. But we the people will be more dignified pushing our own black agenda as independents and to try to join something that's clearly never going to give you an opportunity to even bust a grape. So we would get our own political.gov and we have the .org movement and we're soon to be .gov and we're gradually putting our full and complete political agenda in place.
And I want to be .gov.
We have enough land. People under optical illusion. We don't have enough land. We don't have enough money. We don't know how to land a space shuttle. We don't know how to run a commerce department. Well, He didn't know how to run no commerce department. He didn't know how to run no space shuttle.
That's right.
He didn't know how to shoot no cannon. This cracker had no Navy. A few years ago, the bloody Brit said, we're going to zero on your ass and tear you out the frame because we got a Navy. And guess what? You don't. Do you think they give a damn about not having a Navy? Do you think they give a damn about not having no sharpshooters? You are under the total optical social political illusion. If you think you need a sharpshooter, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went up against the odds the same way, the 10-1 odds. The people said the Muslims going to get wiped out. They said the 13 colonists going to get wiped out. They were laughing at them. The Spanish, the bloody Brits, the Belgium, the France, the Moroccans, and the, really the full, complete, and damn near the entire world said those 13 colonists is a laughing stock. It's a political joke. Like Slick Willie, old Willie Bob Clinton said, well, that Obama campaign, this is a fucking, let me go smoke a cigar with Monica because that Obama campaign is a fucking joke. Oh, yeah? Well, he slicked that ass and greased that ass, old Slick Willie, and he whipped Hillary. Don't underestimate, like his sister's alluding to going to Virginia. We ran our beloved brother Doug Wilder, and they said, well, these are Negroes speaking. Oh, you know, white folks ain't going to vote for no nigga, no governor. I said, why don't you try doing the right thing? You try following the political agenda that's been divinely given to you and must wait for the results to come in. And what? Sure enough, I went door-to-door in Arlington, Alexandria, Virginia. Went door-to-door in Norfolk, Suffolk, Hampton. Went door-to-door in Richmond, Hopewell, and Rankin County. Went door-to-door in Suffolk, Portsmouth, Norfolk, Newport News, Hampton, Pocosin, Williamsburg, and a little place called Toana, Virginia, and New Kent, and all of those, Charles City and Charles County, and all of those counties. And sure enough, we got us a black governor who landed eventually on a African, a pro-African, I would call it, well, he was still throughout the diaspora, so you're going to have to call him a Pan-Africanist. He ended up as a Pan-Africanist, a political, social governor right here in the Commonwealth, came the governor of Virginia. Don't underestimate your ability to put your opposition on the backside, physically, intellectually, spiritually, and socially or politically. Don't underestimate your political aspirations nor your political power. Because you got, see, black power is a lifestyle. They say, oh, you got a racist agenda. Hell no, I got a hell of a lifestyle. And you just got to pick up on what's going on out here and push your own life, push your own agenda. Stop pushing the opposition's agenda because Bernie Sanders never did anything for us whatsoever socially or politically and never intended to do anything. He put you as a point on a triangle with a libertarian idealism, with some socialism from Russia, Prussia, Germany, from a Nazism or Marxism. Was he up with Vladimir Putin or Mikhail Gorbachev? Like what your boy Bush said, Mikhail Gorbachev, my friend, right? Ronald the Ray Gun said, Mikhail Gorbachev, my friend. Nick Bush said, oh, it's Vladimir, my friend. Donald Duck, the orange head, or the orange toupee guy, he said, Vladimir, my friend. Now, did you see anybody surface to say, now, Donald Duck, Trump, you got all these votes. Now, are you going to distance yourself from Vladimir Putin? He's a worldwide terrorist. He's a murderer. He's a this. He's a that. You know, but Vladimir Putin did his thing, and you forgot even Vladimir Putin existed. He moved his agenda on, and he's still bombing at his own convenience. You just have to wake up to the power that you have, brothers. But it's not power until you utilize that power and use it skillfully and effectively against the opposition. In other words, it's just a rack of jaw jacket. If you're not using it, then goddammit, you will eventually lose it. So what they're trying to do, he don't mind using his power. He don't care if it comes to the left or the right. He just uses that power. He flexes that power. He said, let me let you know I got power over here. Yeah. But he usurped that power. He has unlawfully taken the power of the natural resources, the mineral resources, and then he stole us. Huh? The human resources, and then he sold us the human resources, huh? And now he owes. See, there's a national debt on the debt clock in New York City. But there's also an international debt that is owed to we the people, and you have to be skillful enough. You have to be mindful enough to go after your debt in the form of reparations worldwide and know that the Mormons, the Christians, and the Iraqi folk owe us reparations. The U.S. government, even the orange toupee guy, says that we built the modern world in America. It is our inventions that operate the modern world, from heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. Come on. And from steam engine to the steam iron, from the ironing board to the goddamn spark plug. You just have to wake up and learn how to bring that into your service and bring it into your favor and then collect the debt that is owed on the reparations. You have to be skillful to do that. Bob Johnson ran it up to $1 trillion. See? Some come in and slide and say, hey, well, there's only 50 to 100 million of us. Then we need about $100 million. Well, listen, it just dropped 50, 100, down to 200 billion over here in Israel the last few years, in Ukraine, which the first prime minister, look at the social politics tied to Israel. The first prime minister of Israel, Golda Meir, was Ukraine. Got Moshe Dayan, the guy with the patch on the eye. And the star and the patch on the eye guy, Ukraine and Russians and Polish and Denmark and Finland and Scandinavians and everybody except the people off the land. My imam taught me one day that the devil, he said the reptilians, took the clothes from the original disciples of Moses, huh, and stuck them on the devil himself. He told me that. I ain't going to lie to you, brother and sister. The James and the Gentiles and the Jews. They took the scripture. His name Wiseman, because he got all the scripture. His name Goldman, he wants all the gold. His name is Rosenbaum, he wants all the roses. Rosen and Weinstein, he wants all the wine and cheese. All the roses in the garden. And their political agenda is driven by greed for the natural and the mineral and natural resources and the human resources of Africa run the modern world. Just believe what I tell you, brother and sister. You don't have to research that one. But you are not astute enough, you're not politically involved in yourself enough to know how to manage in the modern world so that you can check the opposition, take your rightful position, and get your reparation put in your hand. And then you can take charge and say, whose street? Our street. But then, goddamn it, whose land? Say, well, it's our land. So you have to get on the land, brother. Now, whose land? Our land. Whose land?
My land.
Who put the traffic light?
My land.
Guarantee Morgan, what? A black man put that traffic light there. So we just want the taxation alone off of the traffic light, the folding chair. Daniel Alexander made with the folding chair. But we didn't get our reparations, our tax money off of that folding chair. So all that tax is owed to we the people. And we have to skillfully and socially and politically go after that tax money and pay we the people.
Yes.
So what? So we can have just a decent life in America and a decent job, a decent productivity.
Black power.
So we deserve. We earned that right, huh? We earned the right to have a decent life in America. I'm gonna land my plane on that, but I'm saying my brother and sister, wake up, juice won't cost you a dime. The very best things in life are free. I'm trying to wake up 628 is out there live. 628-477. You're live on Black Power Radio, Black Power.
Black Power.
628.
Hey, y'all. You know it's Nisha. Y'all know it's Nisha.
Queen. Black Power.
How y'all
queen,
doing?
Queen.
I'm right
Black
now
power.
I'm over
queen.
Here
queen.
On a meeting right now with Child, please. Go. My son is bothering me, y'all. I'm on another meeting. It's not another meeting. I'm on another Zoom call right now with Ken Ivey, Katrina Williams. We're talking about the gun violence and our next move that
Black
we got to do. I just was on another meeting with Empress Chi, you know, so I just linked in with y'all. So I don't really know what y'all talking about, but I got all two phones going, both meetings
good
going
news.
On. So what y'all speaking
good
about,
news.
Let me know, and I'm on with y'all too.
Black Power. Good news.
Black Power.
Good
what
news,
y'all talking man. About? What we talking about today?
We on the political thing. We ready to make movements. Like, I'm from the East Coast.
All right,
East
so
Coast.
Are we
Cali.
Still talking about our resources that we need? That we come out,
yes,
we still talking
yes,
about the resources
yes,
we need?
Yes, yes.
We know about the copper. We know about the copper. We need rubber.
We're
going to
conquer.
What else
we're
going
to conquer. We are Black Power. We're going to revolutionize.
this revolutionary.
Right. So we got copper. We need to start investing in copper, gold. We said rubber last time. The last time I remember talking to y'all. And now since we know the reparations bill,
what's everybody's
agenda? The reparations bill is on the the reparations is on the ballot now.
Yes.
So we got a lot of work still to do. So it's
we
time
need
to really
workers.
Do action.
Yes.
Like we got to have our plan in action going. We were talking about that earlier today with the musical artists, how we got to change the music, the female artists. We're going to start having them come to our events to reach out more to our sisters. That was earlier today when Empress Chi was going to get ready for our Million Women March convention. Now HSF has been talking to the White House sound like from this meeting, and they are talking about the no gun violence they're speaking of. So they're reaching out to the hip hop fraternity to engage and get that going. So right now, Ken Ivy is making sure that we're always getting it together. Katrina Williams is on the phone from LA. She's on this other meeting right now with Ken Ivy. So we're all collaborating, but we need more.
Yes.
We need more of us to do this work, y'all.
Yes. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Black power. We are
good
the
job.
Commission
I'm
Security
I got two meetings going on. I know y'all hear his voice in the background. I'm sorry.
I'm glad to hear you all. I'm
good
glad
job.
To hear from Ken Ivy and the hip-hop fraternity. We'll give, I don't know who got the blaster on, but we need to give a blast off to the hip-hop fraternity in Atlanta, Georgia. Director is Dr. Ken Ivy.
Ken Ivy.
Moving. He's a friend of mine that's moving things in the favor of we the people in music and culture, in business. And he's got to mute it up, buddy, and all that.
Thank you.
Well, we want you to be cognizant that the Million Women's March, World March International, is not a new phenomenon, but the revitalization of the black woman back to her rightful station and giving her right authority back and giving our land back and our family value system back. This what it represents, the thing of putting the black woman back and teaching the right thing, the black man teaching the seed that's been put in the black woman, and then the black woman nurturing that seed in the womb and teaching the seed in the womb to come out right. The reason we come out lopsided because they put a lopsided seed in the womb, and it come out lopsided, and you want to know why it's lopsided. Well, that's why I got Sheikh Ali Mamakpa's on the line to get the seeds right, to get the right cultivation, the right nurturing, the right sunlight, the right water, so that we can now come back to our rightful throne of authority. And this opposition, Ori Toupe and his crew, Joe Biden, some call him Joe Biden, and his crew, showing you they offer us nothing. The very people that put him in office, he's got the most complaints now at the gas pump, at the cash register, and everywhere else you want to look across the United Snakes. I'm calling it the United, whatever you want to call it, the United Snakes of America. The biggest complaint of the Africans say we're getting short at the count. So whatever, it's no holds barred. So whatever we come up with, we can't be wrong. Not at this hour, Black Power. Black Power. With a strong black military,
black power.
Your own vested interest in black power.
Black
all
power.
Black power and powering up. Hey.
Black power. Power to the people.
Hey, that was fine.
All together, hey.
Power to the
I'm taking that.
Let's
hey.
The nation, new black power. Hey.
The people of the world. Black power.
Mentors, y'all. We need some mentors.
Right here.
Can I find our mentors in our areas and reach out to them? That's how we want to our first start.
Let people know that you're at the end of this. You know, we got this.
Is somebody playing a TV in the background? Can you mute your lines, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I said I was on 2 minutes. I thought I was 10. I got all on mute. Sorry.
All right. Thank you, dear.
Yes. And please give our beloved brother Ken Ivy the greetings of peace.
I typed in the chat that y'all gave him a shout out, and then they loved it. So I typed in the chat already.
Yeah, thank
y'all.
You, ma'am Aqua. Radio
yeah,
live at Black Power Radio.
Yes, Black
ma'am.
Power.
Go ahead. Go ahead and
tell
drop it like
say
it's hot,
Circle
Black
7
guy.
Is Islam.
Islam, man.
Circle 7 Islam from Black Lightning. And welcome to come on the show. Tell them to come on the show. Send them the phone number, please.
What you doing? Eating Black Power. Sunday. You eating Sunday dinner?
No, I was taking
God,
a piece of
so
humble
good.
Pie. I was taking a slice of humble pie before it goes into the bowel.
Black Power.
Yeah, it seems good to have Brother Ken Ivy come on, and maybe you can get iced tea come on. I mean,
and everybody drink some wine so we can wine this shit out, power up.
Bing. I don't know about drinking no wine. We can party later.
Rock and bye, babies. We got
oh,
the
yeah,
power
but
right
congratulations.
Now.
This is
we
party
got
time
power.
For you. Yeah, party time for you, Paul. Congratulations.
It's agenda.
It's in order.
Everybody yep. come to my wedding. It's going to be all right.
We'll
going to be all right.
Some, champagne, some Black Power champagne.
Get a big king. You got a big king in East Coast. God bring me the messengers. We're going to be all right. Everybody going to be loved. We're going to be that. What we are is Black Panthers. We are the new
there
Black Panther Party. But we are true Black revolutionaries. So we need to finish out what Huey got planned. It's easy. That's what we do every day. But now we can make it happen because that shit was said in Cali. So I left Riverside and San Bernardino. I'm a chief of. Go ahead, Cali, get your stuff. I'm going to get my shit right over here in the Maryland. I'm going to take the East Coast with my national chairman. I am his protege. So I came first here for assignment for my national chairman, Akbar. Then I was labeled for my defense attorney, the defense of artillery, Mr. Lightning. And we've been ranking it. Got my brother Will. I'm going to put myself back with him because, you know, he's been doing good. He's that category. He's gonna have that part. So now I'm gonna help him
shout
with
out
that.
To Brother Will. Will Gates for Black Power.
He's on the line.
I mean, you can still come on, call in. Call in. Press one, brother. You know, call on in. We're still gonna need you over here.
Baby boy is a success. He is the truth. He's a true youth minister, but he's gonna make sure it's simple because we got to make it right. You know what I'm saying? He's that coach. He's already a category good. He went with me for the national chairman. When he assigned me to the assignment, he was my guard, and he was very good listening. So we trained him like that. With you and Lightning, we're going to make that good team, all soldiers. And then they're going to start building our temples. We could get loads of pallets and make a whole house, a barn, and everything.
Now, remember, though, we about Black Power. So it don't matter about the religion. Come one, come all, as long as we're on Black Power time. That's
no,
what I
everybody don't get the
cup.
Everybody don't get the cup.
The good sister Goldie, I don't know if she's totally updated.
All the real revolutionary come, no matter what their calling is.
Yeah. Let me give you a little something.
What I'm saying.
If she's in Baltimore, and the march is being spearheaded out of Philly, but it's going to occur in Washington, D.C. in October. So we're going to round up all the Black womans and all the Black mans to have the right, the proper picture of security for the million women that are going to come to D.C. in October. So we got
a
responsibility to secure this effort, and we want to put the word out and work on it live. We don't want nothing Memorex on. From now to October, we're going to push that million woman march because they're bringing the right Black woman back to the forefront.
Oh, Lord.
On her throne of authority as the queen that sits right by her king as the king goes ahead and manage our social and political circumstance. because they have been they are guilty. They are guilty of mismanagement. They mismanage our aspirations.
So we
our
can manage it. We're gonna start managing them.
That's what I got something for.
And our politics. Go ahead.
I got something
Everybody
for
applies. Everybody applies for a position.
Hey, check it out. I got two things for you. Number one, it's so hard to get a million brothers together, but if they know that there's going to be a million sisters there, there should at least be 2 million brothers there. So, and we'll be there in full force to secure all of our.
Well, my base is going to be the Greyhound station. My base for Baltimore is the Greyhound station. Mm-hmm. It's Queen Mother Goldie.
And that's going to be a bite of humble pie. I'm glad that we got Black Power Radio instead of Black Power TV. Even though I got a Facebook Live going where we're doing it live, shout out to all the Facebook Live people, Milton, brother. Shabaka.
Okay, so
Shabaka, call in. You're supposed to be over here.
Let's take a look.
Get some water.
Take a look.
Now, there's one good thing I wanted to tell y'all, and that ain't me. But one thing I wanted to tell you that is good that we do Black Power Radio, and we're going to keep it going for the next 100,000 years.
Hold up for a second, Black Lightning. Hold what you got to say.
Okay, Black
Power. A drive-by. You're doing a drive-by on a political vote. In Baltimore City.
Oh, no. I just want to let everybody know that we got Facebook Live going. We got a simulcast on. So I want everybody to speak directly into your mic. Yes, sir. Black Power.
Listen.
Black Power, just hold what you got for a second there. Now, just to drop something that if we don't use it now, we're going to have a political vote that we just did a drive-by on. Okay?
Yes.
So now she says she's frequently there at the Baltimore bus station. Excellent recruitment ground because people are coming from all over the country going through there. Right?
That's right.
And the people
I'd
be hanging out there. There's a kind of a center that's like a gold mine of resources if you really know
something
about
it. And the parking lot is big.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Right.
Yes, sir. They have is it big? We that's gonna be the base for right there. It's nice. I already got it. I already got the security every time.
So didn't that be one of our recruitment stations for the Million Woman March and for the Black Panther Party? We've always worked with the grassroots people, the people that had to take that bus. They couldn't afford the limousine and didn't want to take the Uber, and the taxi was too costly, so they took the bus. And when they bust themselves in and they have our political agenda in there, but they have
started there, sir.
Got a social political agenda here.
We need to be shutting Greyhound down. We need to be shutting
their
asses
down. No, we never shut them
down.
Lightning, your minister of defense.
I'm talking about shutting them down.
This is my
campus.
This is where we're going to base it out.
I ain't talking about Baltimore in particular. I'm talking about all the Greyhounds around the country. All the Greyhounds around the country, we need to be boycotting them. And while we're boycotting.
Yeah, he's misunderstanding your sister, and he just went off on another tangent. When his sister uses that political ground, you come right back and say, shut it down. So you got to think about that. Think about what you're saying.
He's not
going to
breathe when he's
lying. Tell him about it, Sister Goldie.
My queen, are you there? Mr. Chairman, I think she's not there, or we're losing signal. Black Power? Are they listening?
Okay, let's see. Now we're trying to get Black online. Is everybody still there with me?
Black Power.
Black Power.
So that's what you got to do. Know when to hold them, know when to fold them. Know when you got to
hold them, know when to fold them.
And when you got to have to worry about it. Now, if we're telling
the public,
your station one's going to be Greyhound.
Yes,
you understand? So he's talking about
Mr. Rational.
So what you got now?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's my honor. That's my. That's why no contact
that's
sometimes.
That's the agenda
Thank you.
You working, right? And,
yes.
And nobody else working that agenda. So
nobody works it. That's my.
Started.
Right next to the horseshoe, sir.
That's right. That's right. and horseshoe, yeah. We got the biggest gambling casino in Baltimore, right next to
Ooh.
Nearby. The,
from Baltimore,
Gray
from
Baltimore,
Baltimore, all the way from California.
How you gonna lose the stuff we about to use? And no better place
yes,
to get
you.
The word out across the country than what you drop in the phone. They're gonna take it back to that town and tell the people in the township what's going on. And there's gonna
yes.
be more growth and more recruiting.
And I want all the Panthers at my
stuff.
Wedding.
Black power. Black power.
Black power.
That's what you got to do. You support each other all our good efforts. That's a good effort. So we want to nurture
Fourth
that.
4th of July, 2025. 4th of July, 2025. We want freedom. We want speech. We want power. We want authority. We want strength. We want guidance. And God's going to give it to us. Our eyes are focused. As leaders of the United States, the ones that take it, I applaud and I thank you because I want Baltimore. But I got to have a team. I got to soldier up, but the base is going to be with that Gun and Women March. Queen Mother Goldie got that. Thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am. And she's going to take that agenda to another
I'm
level.
I'm eating Skittles and wine right now.
She's a real, she's a field general. You can't hold down a field general. And you understand, somebody's going to spearhead. You got to have a drum major in the middle of all that. And she's the best
Thank
drum
you,
major
sir.
On the East Coast right now. That's doing Thank the work
you.
In Baltimore, done the work in D.C., done the work out on the west side, and now she's bringing it live, full circle. And we're proud to
Woo.
Serve with her, proud to be on the front line with her. There's no other soldier
Thank
we want
to
have better. And when you see our strongest and our brightest and our best, Brother Karan, Sister Gold, and Brother Will, and all of those good ones, that and Sister
yes,
McHale,
and we're gonna come together.
All those people that work as a team, Sister Janae, and Black Lightning, and a whole nother laundry list.
And let's take over
all
the Greyhounds. Everybody get the Greyhound station. It's a good thing. Get the Greyhound station.
That's right. And you work them. And it's not a Greyhound station until you work that Greyhound station. And saturate them with your pride, with your member, with your political agenda, and saturate all the Greyhound stations. Just think about how many hundreds
of people. I got recruiters. I got recruiters, so they ready. Just, you know, all I got to do is make a call. Ready on deep.
I'm gonna put
because,
that
you know, I traveled the United
tomorrow.
States on that bus.
And we're going to saturate that Baltimore and soak it in. And that's from Baltimore, it's going to trickle on into Philly and New York from what you're doing. It's going to trickle on into Ohio and Cleveland, all over in Memphis. The people leaving there, going to Atlanta, going to Richmond, Virginia. And riding
I'm
going to
be
the
in
North
the history
somewhere.
Book, sir.
Some of them going to North Carolina, South Carolina. Some of them going all the way to Florida. And they're going to take that agenda, take that message nationwide, and the word will be in the mouths of all the people.
Yeah.
Hey, they got a million
Let's
woman spot. Hey, we got some Black Panthers that's going to support and going to protect our own vested interests with our own political agenda. We don't want anything from the opposition. They'll have to look at us to see their social political salvation will be done through the Black Panther Party and from those that are activists, the Blacktivists, Activists, and they say, oh, is that a form of Black revolution? I say, you damn Skippy, right on the peanut butter. If it ain't,
aren't you one? You are a revolutionary, too.
You damn Skippy. And be the
all
and everybody else on the land. Go ahead.
And the East Coast is waiting for me. So
yes,
I thank
ma'am.
You, sir.
Right.
I'll make you proud. We're going to make this proud all together. I'm so glad I came off with no contact with the disturbance of it. Let me go on and show my detail what it is because it's kind of, you know, I came on a mission. My assignment was assigned by the national chairman, Akbar. So when I came, I went and showed my spirit. I'm going to make my detail, but it's scary. It's scary out here for a pimp anyway, but I'm not a pimp. I'm a mama of six kids. They all in Cali. So I left my whole zone. But everything was ready. Now, with this out here, and we're going to do it for the Baltimore, because Baltimore runs on all the basics, and everybody get their Greyhounds. Just, you know what you do? Go out there and make a mess in their parking lot. You just do a drive-by with paper. Go get a printout, cut them in four, and just make a pile everywhere where people are. They're going to look at that. All we're going to do is make a beast. a beast of a goodness. We're not going to do nothing wrong. We're meeting up with the ones that are, it's fucked up. Excuse my language on a Sunday, but Baltimore is so corrupt. They want to give me, I told them they got to give me $100,000 bond if you want me to sit on your committee board. Y'all look it up tonight on YouTube and see what happened with their little agenda community meeting. See, I like going in there too, and then I go and get there, like get that, pop, pop, and stand tall for what I have
That's
to. Right. But at the same time,
go ahead.
I look at that shit tonight. That's everybody's little homework for me, from me. Baltimore, and then I'm going to go sit on a committee board for the Human Rights Commission. I was just filling out applications. I was just seeing where I could get in and where I fit in because I wanted that Baltimore seat. But it's corrupt. It's just, they got the kingpins, the police, and everybody. But see, when you're the mayor, you're the boss of the police too. But now God letting it run, and I'm a server right now, Black Power. I'm working at the American Steakhouse.
Would you like anything else to drink? You know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna let no nothing. Gold doesn't show no love. Gold. So the gold show from Las Vegas. Anybody can hear me out there? Las Vegas. We got us some Shabaka coming all the way from that west side, from Oaktown in California. We want to bring our brother live. Brother Shabaka, we certainly welcome you. We're proud to serve with you, brother, and serve beside you is the golden opportunity for all of us to grow and get more of what we know. And I just want to say assalamu alaikum and Black Power, and welcome
back
to Shabaka.
Hey, assalamu alaikum
to
you,
Imam. Black Power. Black Power.
Yes,
Black
sir. Power. Always, always. Yeah, may peace be upon you. Okay, I'm looking at Black ABC
Power.
Right now. Well, always. I'm looking at Black Men in America right here on MSNBC or whatever, and I guess this is for Black History Month, and they got this Negro, Michael Steele, up here. You know, a sycophant, if you ask me. Now, with this here being Black History Month, and I think some of y'all that tuned into the last show that we did when we had the professor on there, the brother from Florida, you know, the Black man who reads aloud, he guest hosted the show. So we had a hater call in, you know what I'm saying, and the professor ruled over the hater because the hater called in, all y'all don't need reparations. The professor owned his ass and all that, so he got belligerent, and he got his ass kicked off the air, man. You're not going to come up on our podcast, man, you know what I'm saying, any Black podcast, you know, and you one of them pink booty individuals, and you ain't going to tell us what the fuck we need. Excuse my language, ladies, but I'm just a little agitated right now. Yeah, Las Vegas is setting up here for the Super Bowl or what have you. They charging $1,100 for no tickets.
Mute up. If you're not speaking, mute up.
Okay, what about now, ma'am? Can you hear me now?
No, we can hear you, but somebody in your background, somebody's background is making a little noise.
Okay, hold on, man. I'm sorry, man.
One mic on our professor and doctor right there on that west side of Oaktown, California, Brother Shabaka Shango, and one of the most awesome, the best that ever did it. Power to the people in Black Power. Black Power?
Always.
Black Power Radio.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All the way live. Yes, sir. And thank you, sir. And then also, too, as I was saying, Imam, you know, so we had a hater that come on there on last Tuesday show. He tried to disrespect the professor, man, of course, when we got on the reparations issue. And the only thing I can say, man, is all these pink booty motherfuckers, man, all these OTBs, if you ain't Black, man, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Straight out. Now, y'all don't need reparations. What about the Greeks and all that? Man, we don't care about none of them fuckboys, man. We don't care about none of these simple fans like Uncle Tim Scott. We don't give a damn, man, you know, about Karen Bass and a house nigga up there in Chicago worrying about these damn migrants, and then you see the damn migrants went and beat the shit out of two New York City police officers, and what the fuck does this damn state of New York do? Gives them OR. No bail. You know what I'm saying? Not even in their 24 hours. Give them release on their own recognizance, and then from what I understand, all of them got on a bus, man, heading to the West Coast, you know, and I hope this hurricane gets the ass, man, that we got coming off the West Coast, because Vegas is semi-drenched, but California's under all kind of rain and what have you. So the point is, people, we is all we got here in the U.S., throughout the whole diaspora, you know what I'm saying? And then also to get with us on Tuesday night, because I came across some very, very valuable information from Brother Lerone Bennett, you know, as we all know, who used to be a major contributor to the Ebony magazine, JPC, Johnson Publications. Okay, and it's about the trickery of the white folks when they came on there to Africa, you know what I'm saying? And then you get these brain-dead Negroes, I mean, when you know, people sell yourself in slavery. Bullshit. That white bastard, he came there, he lied, he connived, he deceived, he got so many of us, and then the cats that did the soling, he went on there and took them too. It's because, you know, they got them down there to Gory Island. Well, you know, we got 100 of these Negroes right here. Okay, well, we got them all chained in there on top of each other and stuff like that. Well, you know, we got room for 25 more. Let's go get the bastard that sold them to us. And throw his ass off in there as well, too. Look at the case of Sin Q. Then all of a sudden, the whitey say, well, we ain't even got to negotiate with them. Let's then go kidnap them all because they pulling this damn cotton for us over here, you know, in the Western Hemisphere, pulling their tobacco and stuff like that. Let's go get their gold, you know, let's go get their vibranium, as they say in the movie Black Panther, which is the silicon today. Then you got old Stinky Bird, Funky Bird, Musky Man, or what have you. I get up there on the radio arguing with some cave beast talking about, or, you know, Elon Musk is an African too. Motherfucker, are you crazy? That ain't no African, that's a damn colonizer. You know, and as Mama Africa.
Cave dweller.
Exactly. And they didn't wash their ass. And now that's another thing that gets with them, because our sisters gave the world the concept of feminine hygiene, of bathing, what have you. And we going to sit up here, man, and go want to be like some fuck boys up there in Greece and all that old type of shit. And they come on our motherfucking continent, man, renaming everything, taking knowledge, claiming it as they own, you know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden, we're supposed to sit up here and love these no good motherfuckers. Exactly. We built the pyramids, you know what I'm saying? And then you get Uncle Tim Scott, you know what I'm saying? Old cop Myla Harris, and she flat-backed her way, you know, all the way to being a vice president. No disrespect to the ladies, you know what I'm saying? And so then here, man, you know, Vegas folks is getting crowded because, you know, they're building up the Super Bowl there for Super Bowl 57. So, yeah, oh, yeah. And so then, of course, too, you know, if you come out here, be careful, man. You know, they got the police out here for you, too, because there's all kind of drunk.
Is it open carry down there? It's open carry down there, I think.
Yeah, except Clark County. Yeah, you can in the state of Nevada except Clark County. And Clark County is where Las Vegas is. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you go up there to Reno, you can. When you go up there to Lake Tahoe, you can. When you go to Winnemucca, Nevada, you can. Off the interstate area up there, and they got the good old boys.
But not in Vegas?
No, sir. Not in Clark County. Not in the city of Las Vegas, which is Clark County. You know what I mean? And then
Vegas, that'd be the one spot where you could.
Yeah, no, man, no. They got too many people here from Los Angeles, man, and what have you, man, you know what I mean? And then, of course, as you know,
California. So they're going by Los Angeles rules then, huh?
Pretty much, yeah, for all practical purposes.
No, they're making Vegas rules. They're showing off.
Yeah, exactly.
They got the longest guns you ever seen in your life. Them sheriffs down there, them goddamn long-ass pistols.
Oh, yeah,
they got intimidating guns.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
sir.
They
that's
got intimidate guns. They're bigger than the regular .45. That thing go all the way down to the ankle. Go down to the knee. They got damn barrel to go all the way down to the knee, you know?
Yep, and that's what your boy Wyatt Earp used to carry down there in Arizona. They call it a butt line.
Like, they want
you know
to
what
run.
I'm saying?
And shoot when you get to the top of the hill.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? You know, so therefore, so all these sorry black-ass politicians that we got out there, black family, vote them out of office. Your Team Jeffries, man, these fools is looking ridiculous. And then also,
no reparations, no vote.
Exactly.
No, but
we're going to
take their position. Take their position.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yeah, no reparations,
right.
No vote.
That's right.
We're
going to replace their
yeah.
asses.
Yes, sir. Yeah. What I'm going to do, man, if none of these politicians is talking about no reparations, man, I'm going to sit on the couch, man. You know what I'm saying?
It's allowed.
Sit on the seat. We need you on the seat.
No. Y'all sit on that YouTube, the task force meeting. The reparations I got California right now. Desert Hot Springs. They call it that now.
I know exactly where it is. Riverside County. Yeah, you're right there by Palm Springs. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I got the reparations for the black and the brown. So, reparations is due, and they're giving it. Like, the Indians got theirs now. But we went to Sacramento.
Oh, okay.
You got the crates on there. It's a community meeting. Like, I'm going to be on the Board of Human Rights Committee. All the people sitting in a circle. It's due.
Okay.
And now they pay it. County giving it.
Oh, okay.
So now
let me ask you this here.
Yes.
Okay, so when is the next meeting they're having up there in Sacramento on it? Is because from what I understand, that old Gruesome Newsom came out publicly said that he was against it, although California did have a conference on it.
We already got a letter. We have a letter. I don't know. You call it Chupé. I got a copy of it, but we have a letter that we sent to the president. There's a letter. No reparations. No black vote for 2024.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
So now
it's
time for voting. So we need to be, because it's already a letter out to the Catholic churches and everything. We put that out.
Right.
Too big.
Right.
We did that. Callie touched that. She made them Sacramento runs, making it happen. She's real with it.
Okay.
And then
All right.
So I left with Callie with it, but I already got the homeless. I took over the Skid Row and everything. But at the same time, I made that Desert Hot Spring because Palm Springs, before they made it out of their little white land, they burnt them people's houses up.
I believe it.
So now Riverside County's giving reparations out of their bill.
Okay. Now, what's the qualifications to get the reparations in California, if I might ask, man? Okay.
40 acres and a mule. They can count it like they want.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I understand that. Okay, but what is California trying to put on there for you to qualify to get the reparations?
They that's why Chubé is out there on the war zone with them. East Coast. I'm in Maryland now. I've been D.C. all the way to Maryland. So I can see the land, and I see our black families. So it's nothing
ma'am.
To get ourselves because they're already getting it.
Okay, all righty. Okay, that's beautiful. Okay,
all we got to do is start taking over these Greyhound bus stations, getting some recruitment, and we're going to stand our tall.
Right.
Well, D.C. don't got nothing on us. They ain't even a city. They a motherfucking District of Columbia. That means that's racist as hell.
Yeah, it is, you know, because they ain't no subjugated. Yeah, because they ain't
what
subjugated
do you mean?
To no state
you know
law.
But my D.C. people are looking bad with it. I was out there doing it. I was out there. From the Georgia to the Kennedy in the front. When I came out to the national chairman, put me on assignment from Harlem to there. So when it came to it, I had to beast it down, and he put me on a training day. It wasn't going to be nice.
Okay. Yeah, they need to cut the damn check. You know what I'm saying? And everything else is bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm looking at they letting these fucking migrants in here, giving them food stamps, giving them housing, giving them checks a month. You know what I'm saying? And then
we
the damn migrants
down when
piece
voting
of shit.
Time, when we voting time, we got to be in our city that we chaptering up. Like, I'm doing my Baltimore. So I'm going to have to send my soldiers out to go do that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be deep.
Yes, ma'am.
We need to be in front line of all the voting stations.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Yeah, and handing out reparations, no vote.
No,
you know
we
I'm
don't
saying?
Let them go vote. They can't vote. We're not going to let our black families vote. I don't care if you want that, but no. We can't let our black families vote because there's no reparations.
Right.
Then we get no black vote for 2024. It's been said. Chubé should send it to you. We made that as an agenda. That was an agenda. Tonight. Now we could just keep on going with it and power up on it. We can make it happen because Vegas, you need to be at that Greyhound station. I already got a soldier you can meet up right now.
Okay, and is the Greyhound station still down there by the Union Plaza Hotel?
No, they got a new one. And the security is cool because I was doing that traveling when I started doing my basics. I hit
all these
Greyhounds up. So when I was traveling to them, when they came out here, you know, figuring that out, like, you know, seeing these stations, they all need us.
Okay. Well, all righty. Yeah, I'm down with that, sister.
Go down there. You got to park in the front and just go in there. Go to security. You'll see a little dude with dreads.
Okay.
Yeah,
and where's the Greyhound station that's still down there? Okay, now where's the Greyhound station at here in Las Vegas? Because I know they used to have one right next door.
By the airport, new.
Okay, out there by Henry Reed Airport. Okay, or Harry Reed, Henry Reed. Okay, yeah, I know where the airport is.
It's
most definitely. Okay, all right. Yeah, most definitely.
Black Paul, when you get down there, you realize something that I realized about the subway. Yeah, the local subways.
All of them.
When I was selling merchandise on the subway.
Powering up.
And this, it was you had to maintain a distance from their property and stay on public property.
Yes, sir.
Now that would apply with them as well, and especially the way they mistreat black folks is why I would say that we can kill two birds with one stone. We can draw public awareness their mistreatment of black folks, and we can be recruiting at the same time. As long as we stay on public property, a distance away from them, and do it nationally, and as well as also
we're going to boycott them.
When it's a boycott, when it's a strike line, a boycott, we just get our signs and basically really boycott them and get the megaphone.
We
got
to come in good. You got to come in good.
And
we
get our megaphones. We are the security at the same time.
No, but you go
the
security.
The ones that'll be yelling at them with the megaphones that have the rifles and everything on too.
Black Power. I'm sorry, but that's a negative. No, you got to come in there and you got
to
strike the pose.
Sometimes you got to be negative to make a point.
No, be good with the people. We are for the people.
I mean, I'm saying you're good with the people. I'm saying as far as the establishment, Greyhound, shutting them down. The people.
No, I didn't have to do that. I'm trying to tell you how to do it.
Well, I mean, in different areas, we can do it different ways.
We for the people. We're going to be handing out turkeys. Like, it ain't New Jack City. It's New Black Power.
Yeah.
Like, you were doing food. We're going to be giving the family food.
Security. I'm not even talking about security. I'm talking about as far as us getting down there and really boycott them along with the go back to boycotting the Oriental. Because we had at one time, back in, I think it was 2020.
That's
going to
be my
first,
city.
In 2020.
We'll boycott it.
Okay. All right, okay, so you said out there by Henry Reed Airport, okay, and I'm not too far from that right now, as a matter of fact, you know, because it's right off the strip, you know what I mean, because you can see the planes landing over there. All right, okay, and then also, too, that start checking out some of the city council meetings right here, because, you know, you do have New Era Las Vegas out here, and they were doing something around Christmas time, you know, for the young ones. You know, for the little kids and what have you. And I'm just trying to reach out there to make contact with them, you know, as well, too.
Get a job. Go apply for positions. They hire it everywhere. Go apply for a position for the commission board. They're giving them up. They need somebody strong to run the city.
Okay. I check them out.
You know what I'm saying? We got degrees. We could put our shit on there and you know, even make it a degree. Put a special thing on it and go shine up. Mm-hmm. And that's how they want me on that Human Rights Commission board. So I want to make sure I talk to my people, as are you guys.
Okay.
Black family. And put my no contact off. That girl is on contact now. And because you're allowed to do that. You have to do it. I don't know if it was a law, but Huey knew it. He would have gave it to me, too. And my daddy was like, so it's okay to get your private time so you can make your things right. So when you come back, you got something. We put that shit together like how Akbar made. Tonight was the political agenda, what everybody's been doing, what it was, what is it. Because now we got to come together because they're giving it to us. They're already giving
right.
it away.
Okay. All right. Okay. So we're
if
making
they don't,
some
we're
going to
fight for our rights.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Take over. I want to make the White House black. I've been there. Don't want to rock
yeah, well, black people built it. Yeah, black people built it.
That.
You know what
we
I'm saying? Yeah. Well, black people built it. And then
yes,
I believe Benjamin Banneker had laid out their damn urban planning for Washington, D.C. I forgot what they called him. But
called
that brother,
the biggest
yeah.
plantation they called it. No, we're going to
yeah.
take that back. I threw a rock
yeah,
at
I believe it. Yes,
rock.
Ma'am, I believe it. I believe it. You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, you know, this reparations issue, you know, it is going to come to an issue in this upcoming political election. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you got your boy the dump, as in human shit, and, you know, he's going right. to get the Republican nomination. You know what I'm saying? And I want to make that perfectly clear about the dump, as in human shit. Okay, now, O'Hyde and Biden, you know, he's getting old and see now. Hopefully he stops shitting on himself and probably got his Pampers on and
oh
whatnot. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then also, too, black man and woman, yeah, definitely remember them two sisters and that brother that got killed off of, over there in the war across the water and whatnot. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Okay, and I believe, you know, it was two women and one man, you know, he was 41. The two women, I believe one was 21 and the other one was 25. So most definitely our hearts go out there to their families and what have you.
Wow.
See, and another thing, too, is that we want to make it a point that as we already know that every goddamn war that the United States has been in since 1776, you know, our blood got shedded in it, you know, and then you get the brain
that's
dead.
Why we go so hard.
Oh, man. Huh?
I said, that's why we go so hard.
Oh, yes, ma'am, absolutely. And then Barack Obama, I'm looking at his sorry ass on TV. Yeah. He was a major disappointment is because, you know, when all our kids are getting killed like Trayvon Martin, Mike Brown and what have you and whatnot, you know, he's the damn president. He's supposed to have been doing something on that with executive orders. What the hell was he talking about? Some alphabetized agenda. And then I want to say that these men going out here taking ketchup, shoving it up their rectums, talking about their menstruational cycle, that is an insult to womanhood, and that is an insult to nature, period. Men do not, cannot ovulate. You see what I'm saying?
No.
They cannot have a menstrual cycle. You see what I mean? So therefore, this bullshit that they're trying to put on our young men right here. Oh, man, you know, I'm non-binary, man. Oh, I'm wearing pink panties and all this. See, that's that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Just like with the buck breaking, there's she got mom dad. I believe Tariq Nasheed, man, and a couple of the other doctors that did a show on that, you know, a couple of years ago. Now, another thing here, I just want to bounce this here off y'all.
Sir.
Okay, is that on our last podcast of Shabaka's Black Experience Hands on Grand Rising, we had an individual who calls in all the time, and this brother states, and I'm going to quote him, well, if it was not for the raping, slave trading pedophiles that raped our women, okay, you might not exist, you see, because this chromosome, that chromosome, you might not exist. That is nothing more than self-hatred. Now, what blows that bullshit out of the water is this. Everybody knows about a hummingbird, right? Okay, it flies, it moves, it's very agile, right? But mathematically, the hummingbird cannot fly, mathematically, on the law of physics, but yet it does fly. You see what I mean? So when people come up to me with that bullshit right there, you know, I'm going to tell them, well, hey, man, this, that, there. The other, they don't want to listen to it. I feel sorry for them. It's because, see, that's that chain on the brain still. You see, you know, we've been in slavery, you know, for 325 years. You see what I'm saying? We've only been out of slavery 150 years. So let's make sure that we're not going 150 years deeper into
No, slavery. We're over that shit. That shit is made. That shit is, we just got to come together. Everybody needs to be up in the over the job.
Oh, yes,
city.
Ma'am. Oh, yes, ma'am.
We
you know, without a doubt.
I need all my soldiers from Baltimore because Baltimore is rough. So I need my whole United States, all
right.
the leaders that's on this radio listening to what we got to do and what we got to say because this is a meeting news. This is not no.
Yes, ma'am.
No, you know what I'm saying? It's Sunday dinner. This is going
yes,
on.
Ma'am.
This is what we have. We can converse. I can come back and say, okay, I'm back home. You know,
yes,
so we
got to
keep it live. But when we have our agendas like it is tonight, all we got to do is keep on doing it. Everybody go apply
yes,
for a position in the city, the council.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
as long as you
live
in your city a year, you're allowed to apply for anything. So
oh, okay.
Need to run for president. Who want to run for president?
No, sister, I'll get assassinated. You know what I'm saying?
No, we're going to take the White House for real.
Yeah.
And yeah, because I just found out Etta James, man, she's my auntie.
Oh,
so,
okay. Yeah, she was born in Los Angeles.
So,
I'm quite familiar with Miss Etta James.
I was raised in Riverside.
Yeah.
I was raised in Riverside, so I'm going to bring her stone back.
Okay, yeah, you out there in the desert. I'm not too far from you, sister. I'm up here in
Las
Vegas.
No, I'm in
right
Maryland.
Straight... Oh, you in Maryland.
I'm
oh, okay.
I'm taking the East Coast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm on the other side of Riverside on this great desert.
I just got approved on my chapter by the national chairman.
A little bit of time ago.
I get
no,
to make my chapter in fall tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Mm-hmm. Where the great Freddie D. had liberated himself, and as we all know with the great Frederick Douglass,
yes.
you know, who was a slave and who was a
yes.
product of the rape and slave trade and pedophile who violated his mother.
Oh,
and the way Freddie Day, yeah, and where the way Freddie
yes.
D got his freedom is
to
because the slave master.
Yes,
sir. And they hit Freddie D with that whip, and Freddie D got pissed off and said, you know what, I really don't like the way this feels. So Freddie D
and
put some work on the rape and
Chinese, too.
And he came
oh,
in on that out there.
Particularly in the West.
Drinks.
Yeah, Korean, Chinese,
food,
Vietnamese,
Chinese,
all that,
this
all
and
that,
that because,
shit.
Yeah, I mean, just Asian, whatever, because they don't never give us nothing healthy. They give us
exactly.
nothing but their junk, their scraps,
exactly.
their bullshit,
yes, sir.
You know?
But
yes,
it
sir.
Seems like they can catch a dog or a cat from the alley and feed it to us. You know?
Yes, sir. And then to prove your point even further there, Dynamite Lightning, you know what I'm saying? They over there in Africa, man.
Black Lightning.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, it's because they out there. Yeah, oh, yeah. And because they over there on the continent of Africa going up there to the neo-colonialists with them bullshit-ass deals, seizing the goddamn land, man. And, of course, you know what the thing they're going after now is the silicon. And they prefab that shit. They send it to China. And then what they do in China, they make the products and they put that on them damn cargo containers, man. You can go over there like Otis Redding sitting on a dock of the bay,
that's
man,
right.
watching all of them goddamn ships coming. Watching all
that?
Of them coming. And they
and
right.
they still
it
got
off
the ship there. They still got
yeah,
the
oh,
ship
yes,
there.
Ma'am.
I was out there one night because I kind of got stuck out there in Baltimore. And I,
we
want to
use
prisoner.
Some of those as for the displaced people. Some of those,
no, that's
going to
be where, that's going to be, they got this, I got that. That's going to be one of the days we've given a food drive or something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I got that.
But I'm saying the shipping containers
area.
Themselves, we can use
right.
that to house people, you know?
Yeah,
and,
you can make temporary
place.
Housing out of it. Yes, sir. You
yeah,
most certainly can.
The cabins and the tents, that's another thing that I'm, definitely pushing for, but while we're spending money, don't spend money on the Orientals and the Asians on their food,
right.
their products, their hair, their fake hair.
Right.
When the
right.
ladies out here, they got beautiful hair of their own. They can just go ahead and cultivate that. And I mean, the sisters, they need to go back to the fro. I love the fro.
Yeah, exactly.
For real. I'm a fro bro, you did.
Yes, sir.
Whether it's a short one or a big one, don't matter to me. Give me
yeah,
a fro.
Yeah, particularly
every time.
In the 1970s.
The curlier the better, you know what I'm saying.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah, because
Black
I remember problem. as a little kid there, Lightning, is that about 10, 12 years old. So this is 1970, 71, and
oh,
I remember the
you know
sisters.
What? I'll tell you in a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, yes, sir. And I remember the sisters being out there selling the Black Panther newspaper and they said, hey, little brother, you want to get a Black Panther newspaper? I think it was only a quarter. I said, yeah, sure. But the thing that I distinctively remembered was the smell of coconuts. Now, why am I mentioning the smell of coconuts? Because, as you know, the Afro Sheen hair care products was very, very popular
right?
at that time. You
yeah.
see what I'm saying?
How about
and
that?
And,
And the strawberry.
Yes, sir.
And the strawberry.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
But I wanted to tell you why it's Black Lightning. Is because
yes,
our late rest in power national chairman was Hashim Ekinakan and Zynga gave me Black Lightning, you know.
Okay, may the brother rest in power.
So that's why I'm sticking with Black Lightning, because our national chairman he gave it his approval. So until we change it, but for real, it's the Black Ophanim Lion, because the Ophanim is the angel that carries the head, the throne. So you got many thrones, right? So like our national chairman would be a throne, and then all the thrones are under the one divine throne, and that's why we have divine intervention all the time, you know, to play for at all times. But I'm just saying, as far as that divine legacy, I like it because it goes all the way back. I mean, look, you can trace my name all the way back to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad not only did, and I don't want to go into their birthdays right now because I know their birthdays and stuff, but he named a lot of people. Muhammad Ali for one, but he also named Khalid Muhammad, and Khalid Muhammad is the one who named Ekinakan and Zynga, Hashim Ekinakan and Zynga. And then Hashim Ekinakan and Zynga dubbing me with Black Lightning. There's a lineage going all the way back to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And that's a Memoirs of a Black Panther. Now go ahead and hit the Cash App. Black Power.
Yes, sir.
Cash App? Because y'all got to pay for these Memoirs of a Black Panther now. This goes to dollar sign, and we're doing Black Power Radio, so this go to dollar sign 77 Bakers, and they know when I'm doing my Memoirs of a Black Panther on mine, we're doing a tent drive for the displaced people out there, and not only tents, but shelters of all kinds. And we have, like I've been telling everybody before, we got outdoor stoves, outdoor showers with hot and cold running water. They're not cheap. They like $200 or $300. But and you got a tent with it, and people can keep up their hygiene, because that's why a lot of homeless people perish early, because they say the average expectancy of a displaced person out on the streets is 48 years. But that's only because they don't have
the hygiene.
Soap and deodorant and some mouthwash and some toothbrushes, and we can give them little aid of humanitarian bags of toothpaste and toothbrushes and mouthwash and some underarm
deodorant,
stuff, you know what I mean?
Shaving equipment for the men.
Shampoo, some
all that.
And everything they need for a shower, and just give it to them individually, you know what I'm saying? And do it like that. And so, again, that's $77Bakers for the humanitarian cause, $77Bakers. And that's at $ on Cash App, $77Bakers, capital Bakers, Bakers.
Yes, sir.
Like Patty Cake, Bakers, Black Power, fast as we can. Black Power. All right.
Yes,
I just wanted to throw a little lineage on there, because and give a shout out to our national chairman, because I'm saying, you know, when you going to give me a name? He said, Hashim already gave you a name. I said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the Black Ophanim, like I say, the Ophanim okay, when you got the seraphim, is the angel, and that manifests in the people, and that means that you have one is the face of a lion, and that would be myself, because I take the lion, and then you got the eagle, and you got a face of a man, and you got a face of an ox. So I would say all of them drive the chariot of Black power, you know, at this hour, to where
yes,
we
sir.
Need to be, you know, and
yes,
under
sir.
One divine intervention at all times. And as long as we know where God wants us to go, that's where we lead the people, where God wants us to go, where God wanted, where God wants the people to be in a good place and safe. And just like Moses, when he brought the people across the Red Sea, and the people say, how is this going to work? Say, we just going to walk out of here. Say, yep, we just going to walk out of here in bondage and slaves with soldiers around them. And say, yep, we just going to walk up out of here and say, well, here come the locusts, you know.
Yes,
the locusts
sir.
Got them ducking. And now here come the flies, and the flies got them jumping, and the frogs got them ducking. And while all that's going on, we are heading toward the water. See, I don't know why we heading toward the water. Shouldn't we be heading to that trail that leads out of town instead of to the water? So why are we heading to the water? So I'm just saying we got to have faith. And not only that, it say when God smote the water and with that stick of Moses, like Adam Clayton Powell said, what's in your hands? I love that part. Adam Clayton Powell said, Moses, what's in your hands? He said, well, I got the number of the stick. He said, well, take that stick and smite the waters and part the Red Seas and lead these people out of bondage. So basically an ophanim is the lion of that wheel. Ezekiel was looking at the wheel of how it all circulates around, how we all work as one, and basically it's inside. So I just want to get too deep, but it is deep because when they're looking in the sky for an angel, or right before them, what does it say in the Bible? It says that some have entertained angels unaware. Now, obviously, it didn't have wings if you was unaware.
Right.
And what does it say? Lot sat down and had a dinner with the angels trying to talk them out of destroying Sodom and Gomorrah. They want to negotiate. Well, if I can find 9 good people down there, can I? You know, at least nine people, 10 people, you know, still in negotiating. And basically you had like the people like they're doing now running rampant, thinking they're just going to run wild, nothing happened. You know, thinking they're going to be Hollywood and do all their sexual deviances and crimes against humanity. And nothing happened. So now all the floodgates are opening up. But see, they know it's only a matter of time for open up for the white folks too, because they open it up on the black entertainers first. But hey, this is all the Harvey Weinstein and all them devils out there, and they gonna all get theirs when they all wash out, you know.
Yes,
but I'm sure the stench go all the way to the top. So I'm just saying, we the people, we need our own candidates. We don't need to be herded like no goddamn sheep no more. And we say, here's the people that we want in power, and we put them in. What's the brother name that's running right now? He's an activist as well. What's his name?
You talking about Brother Parrish?
No, the brother is running for president.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay. Yeah, he's a third-party candidate too, man.
He's familiar with the Imam Akbar. He knows who I'm talking about. Everybody know who I'm talking about. I just can't call his name right off the bat.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
You're an information man. I thought you would know right off the bat.
Because, you know, because I saw a few of them up there running, man, is because you got some brothers,
no,
man.
He's
you got
black.
One up there.
He's black. He's an activist. He's been pretty much rolling with all the activism going on. But,
okay. Okay.
I'm just saying
and
we
I
need
think
to
his
back.
Brothers off the East Coast, right?
Ah, man. Yeah. That's true.
Okay.
But we need
I
to back our black candidates. What's his name?
Yes, sir. Okay, I can't recall his name, but I do know the brother is off the East Coast. He was talking about the reparations campaign. I know that.
Right.
He was also his statement, man, that this two-party system is pretty much, man, two sides of the same coin.
Well, where's the Sheikh Imam Akbar? He knows exactly who I'm talking. Where we talking?
Okay,
about.
Is the Imam with us right now? Imam, you there?
Imam, Black Power. Oh well, he left the inmate. He left the asylum to the inmates. Oh my God.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Go ahead,
okay.
Black Power.
Yes, sir.
You got it.
I'm here. I'm here too, but I'm cooking.
Oh,
so.
I'm sorry.
Well,
what's that brother's name that's running for president?
This Queen Mother Goldie, I'm taking in, but I hear y'all, but I'm cooking, so I'm still on the line.
What you cooking for dinner, Sister Goldie?
I'm cooking some roasted chicken that I'm going to just grill up real fast and make it like it's getting grilled on a stove with a skillet.
Wow.
And then go ahead, take it, break it down with some juice and put some water or some little chicken broth in it and break it down so it can be chicken tacos.
Oh, that sounds good right
stove,
there.
And then like four of them chicken thighs and that seasoned roasted like make it fried with a pan.
Oh, boy, you making me like the little dog at the door with his nose.
You got no cornbread with that?
We all train today.
Want some cornbread with that?
It's sizzling. You hear it sizzling?
Crackling bread.
Oh, okay. And then also, too, I want to say, you know, for the three black soldiers that got killed over there overseas, in the last few days, you know what I'm saying? It's very, very interesting, you know what I mean, is that when the black soldiers get killed here in the U.S., you know, for the U.S. military, you know, they don't give them elaborate burials like they do their white counterparts. You see what I'm saying? And this is why I appreciate, you know, when Dr. Khalid was laid to rest, you know, he had the RBG flag on his box, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the red is for the blood, the green is for the land, and the black, of course, is for our people, you know, the RBG, red, black, and green, you know what I mean? And then we get... Yes, sir. And then we've had the haters call up on Shabaka's Black Experience and hands, hey, we love you, hate mail. Yes, sir. And then, and we love our haters that call in on that podcast is because they get on. They ain't on that podcast running shit. You know what I'm saying? And we don't mind throwing our asses off there with bullshit. And the same thing goes for brain-dead-ass Negroes. Well, we all the same and all that. No, we ain't the same. Motherfucker, if we was the same, you know what I'm saying, they wouldn't be doing to us what they did to us and trying to do to us, experimenting, you know, on us with the Tuskegee experiment. You know, experimenting on our women, you know what I'm saying, you know, with those woman health issues, you know what I mean, the sisters whose the cells that they got that the feds put a patent on. Yeah, and then, you know, and I forgot the sister's name, but they ain't giving none of her family no type of compensation will afford whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? And then that raggedy-ass heifer who came up there with that Planned Parenthood, another name for genocide. You know what I'm saying? And what does Margaret Sanger get up there and say? Well, you know, we need to eradicate all these niggas. You know what I'm saying? But you see, black family, here's the part that is so incredible. Okay, they hate us so damn much, okay? But why do these caucasoids, you know, want to have sexual relations with us and they hate us so damn much?
Woo!
That part. You motherfuckers hate us so goddamn much, but yet you trying to get us off in the bed and then your damn barbecue Beckys are out here and shit, you know, telling the black man, well, if you don't do it to me, I'm going to say you raped me. You know, if you look at the motion picture man, Dingo, you know what I'm saying? So brothers, damned if he do, damned if he don't. But the raping, slave trading pedophile, he going to sit up there and help himself to our 11 and 12-year-old and 13-year-old baby girls. You know what I'm saying? And we supposed to sit back there and say, yeah, y'all the boss, you the boss with that Tim Scott looking stymie-ass looking bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You know, man, you know, and we got to rebuild the black family unit. And also, too, and all gentlemen, if you got baby girls out there, you know, get them on the pistol range, you know what I'm saying? Show them how to break down a weapon.
Yeah,
and this is all Second Amendment. Yes, ma'am. And this is all Second Amendment rights and the Second Amendment. And let me read in here right here. The Second Amendment is not to be infringed. And the source of this information is A Panther's a Black Cat by Reginald Major. You know what I'm saying? And what have you. And then I'm going to be reading me some Henry Louis Gates, Jr. Now, all respect to Dr. Gates. But one thing that I noticed about Dr. Gates, now here Dr. Gates is college professor. He gets locked out of his house. Okay. So the man is in a mansion, okay, more power to him. So he hops his own fist. The police get called on him. You know, then they send Dr. Gates to a whole bunch of rigmarole and all this old bullshit. And what does Barack Obama say to Dr. Gates and to the police officer, you know, who violated that man's civil rights on his own property? Oh, let's sit down and have a beer. Let's sit down and have a beer. Sickening. But I tell you one thing that I really like, though. You remember down there in Montgomery, Alabama? Because, see, that's where my ancestors slaved, at Montgomery. But you remember the riverboat situation there, the brother who took the black hat and threw it up in the air right there, putting out the SOS, and everybody came to his aid, and they beat the living dog shit out them white folks. I love the way they kicked the shit out of Jack Daniels. I love the way they smashed I.W. Harper. I love the way, you know, they shitted on Beef Eater's gin. I love the way they fucked up old granddad at all, that old saying from where I'm from, South Central LA, they got drunk enough to fight and got their asses whooped, and rightfully so. And rightfully so. You know what I mean? And then also,
liquid
too, ladies. Now, Black Lightning, you said it right there. That is the proper term I'm looking for. You know, got full of that joy juice. Oh, man, you know, I'm mighty white and all that. Pap, pap, bing, bam, boom, bam, on your
That's
back. Lights out, toes pointing
no,
north.
We kept quiet.
That's what the Union soldiers did down at Harper's Ferry.
It's law.
At Harper's Ferry, right before the when they were having the raid on Harper's Ferry. It was a slave insurrection led by John Brown, and when the soldiers heard that they was coming, they went down to the saloon to get some liquid courage up in their asses, and that's where they organized. They organized at the saloon. That's where
at
they went.
The saloon.
Now I wonder why the hell did they pick the saloon, huh? They needed some goddamn liquid courage up in their asses.
Right.
And they still lost that battle. They still
now
lost
that
battle.
Now that explains everything.
They still lost that battle because John Brown and them, they went down and took the armory where all the rifles stuff was. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. And John Brown, he did advocate. And John, not cutting your wisdom there, Black Lightning, but John Brown, he did advocate that the slaves defend themselves. You know what I'm saying? So,
these slaves down there with them and took over the town of Harper's Ferry, at the divide between Maryland and Virginia, because they used to have a lot of wars going on between the mountainers. That they wanted the railroad, they would fight the people that was on the C&O Canal, because the C&O Canal was they had the mules taking the coal and stuff like that up and down, and that's where the money was, and then the railroad was carrying the coal too, so they was basically they was warring over that shit. So basically, John Brown didn't give a damn about slavery. He cared about that damn railroad.
Let me give you a little something on terminology. So you got skirmishes and battles. The war is the overall thing going on, but these are just battles for territory and battles for for distribution of the wealth and mineral resources.
Right.
And,
wasn't winning a war, winning of
a
skirmish.
But a skirmish
mm-hmm.
and a battle.
Or that particular battle.
Black
on they won Henry that particular Gates. Battle now,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Black on Henry Louis Gates. See, he's a professor at Harvard University.
Yeah.
He's written a piece.
We were just asking for you because there's a presidential candidate that you know. He's a black candidate.
Yes,
he's an activist. What's his name, sir?
Cornel West is one of them. Cornel,
Cornel West. That's who
Cornel
I was looking
West,
for.
Cornel West, the professor.
Now, he's
professor.
Now, he's a Yale
that's
and Harvard kind of guy.
We got to back some black candidates
on,
that's going to back our agenda.
Now, let's
you know?
Get clear on the, Henry Louis Gates real quick. He has a salt and pepper house, so both Henry Louis Gates and I believe Cornel West both have the salt and pepper household going on. Bottom line, Henry Louis Gates, we call him Skipper Gates, he wrote a piece called African America. African American, he might write it down, Many, Many Rivers to Cross. And he covers down a lot of aspirations, things from the Harper's Ferry, all the things about the Civil War, and Virginia's involvement. They launched the Civil War, and they settled. They bowed down and surrendered at, Appomattox, Virginia. That's where, where Robert E.
Y'all
Lee
got a little background noise. Can you mute your lines?
Yeah. Thank you so much. Robert E. Lee surrendered. The Confederacy, the rebels, the Confederacy surrendered. See, Robert E. Lee surrendered to Ulysses S. Grant. That's hallmarked in Virginia again. But the guy coming out of North Carolina, eventually takes over this guy named Andrew Johnson, leads his
president
of rebels, and they take say the South will rise again. The South rises up and takes the whole colonization, the 13 colonies, and some more.
Mm-hmm.
They take that black from the Yankees when they assassinated. Abraham Lincoln was from Springfield, Illinois. And he was a backwoodsman, a lumberjack. He was like a swamp water lumberjack, real savage kind of guy. But he was known as Honest Abe. You know, he would chop down cherry trees and build him a log cabin back in the woods and stuff. Honest Abe.
Mm-hmm.
But he was true to the loyalty to the he had some amount of loyalty to the rebels. As a matter of fact, he recruited Andrew Johnson as his vice president in order to get the loyalty from the South. Andrew Johnson had the South loyal to him. He came out of Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, and he was the big chief. And he made his way around. He was illiterate, by the way. That's another thing people don't know about him. But he was illiterate. Dr. Frederick Douglass had much more knowledge and reading skills and had been through much more than this guy. The vice president became president and tried to reverse the polarity on the Emancipation Proclamation, which he skillfully did. And politically, he vetoed nearly the entire Emancipation Proclamation. So all of that's going down. Please put those notes, those footnotes. You need them every day around here working with Shaky Man Akbar. I'm here to tell you that as we progress on to how the South rises up, the Andrew Johnson listed a pardon on all those people that had been just practiced injustice to the black African, to the melanated, captured people and displaced African black people that had misused, he forgave them and then put them back in power over us by segregating the bathroom. He had a whites-only bathroom, a whites-only park bench, a whites-only swimming pool, and anything else you could imagine, quite frankly. It was whites-only every goddamn thing. And the Negro had to sit at the back of the bus. and the Negro couldn't look the white man in the eye and speak his mind. If he did so, especially the state of Georgia had a reckless eyeballing charge. If you became guilty of charge, what the white man would do, he would listen to you jawjack at him, and he'd run down to the clerk's office and file a reckless eyeballing on you. And if the word got out in town that you had a reckless eyeballing charge, then they would form a vigilante group that would come and they wouldn't let you stay in the jailhouse. They would come in the jail and snatch you. If they could cut you off before you got to the jail, they would say, tar and feather your black ass. Then it would string you up. They would lynch you literally on the spot. And they would bring all their best clothes and the best picnic table and pick a nigga. That nigga there had reckless eyeballing. All right, let's bring him up, boys. And that was a spectacle. That was let's go down to Bond. Then they have old Fiddler, have him play a nice tune on the fiddle so that, you know, they would celebrate your lynching and eat their best food and wear their best Sunday go to meeting. They call Sunday go to meeting. Their best clothes was worn. And they would have what they call some would be eating their old fowls. Like you talking about that scrapple. And the Miss Ham and the scrap, all the worst part of the pig was issued out to you. And they call it delicacy, eating the sow's cheese, old female pig cheese. And they put all kinds of little spices and peppers in it. And they would make it, get the jelly.
Hoghead cheese. You talk about hoghead cheese.
Hoghead cheese. And sometimes they call it old sow's cheese. So you guys, call it crackling. They put all... worst part.
There was no way in the world I was going to eat that shit when I was a kid. They got all
scrapple.
Kind of fat and gristle all
put it right
in there.
Scrapple.
So all of this stuff got a history to it, and I go into it next time. But, yeah, you swimming and you fishing in the right fishing hole. But we got an additional mic here, maybe one or two. Okay, that one disappeared that I had. But we did have my brother from North Carolina was on the line. I'm going to go back and fish him. But if you can continue with your guy, I'm going to bring him and Truth Bay and Kay DeWalt. We're fishing for him. Black Power.
Okay.
Black
Power. Always.
Yeah,
and also, too,
come on, Black Power.
Funny you should mention Henry Louis Gates, Mom, because, you know, I'm thumbing through his book right now called Life Upon These Shores, looking at the African in America history. When I use the term African-American, I don't say African-American. I say the African in American history from 1513 to 2008. And I'm just thumbing some notes here for the next upcoming episode of Shabaka's Black
American
Experience.
African. How about that?
Huh?
American African. I thought about that, too. I had given that a lot of thought as far as, you know, terminology.
But you know, Dynamite. But see, but hold on, old Dynamite, you know, I don't mean to cut your wisdom, brother, but keep in mind that America, man, is after an Italian dude named Americo. You see what I'm saying? So I guess, you know, I don't know who he sailed with on one of them nasty-ass slave ships.
The Americas.
The Americas.
You know?
Yes, sir. And then also, too, gentlemen, and also, too, ladies and gentlemen, I want to put this information here. Definitely tune into Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, you know, night after next, you know, on Tuesday night. Yes, sir, because the subject matter, man, of what we're going to be going over is the Black History Month, number one, right? But also, too, I'm going to be reading, man, from the one and only Mr. Lerone Bennett about how they said systemically had did, you know, the bullshit to get us over here, you know, because they used lies, deceits, and what have you. And then the Peace Corps in 1963-64, you know, when Kennedy was the president, he was sending the Peace Corps over there, and they, in fact, you know, did state that the game that they ran on our people was them to have more faith in a damn European than they had in themselves, you see. So, you know, the white boy, he uses divide and conquer techniques, okay, and just like this one bastard who I kicked off the air about 2 years ago on Shabaka's Black Experience in Hand, well, you know, you people said you own selves into slavery, biggest goddamn lie ever told. They came with lies and deceit. Now, as we all do know, that when one African nation went up against another one, and the ones on the losing end, they were just simply incorporated and to the ones that did, you know, the conquering. You know, King Shaka built the Zulu nation down in Tanzania with the same premise. So therefore, you wasn't castrated, you wasn't lynched, you wasn't put in a bondage. So therefore, man, if agriculture was your specialty, you know, for this African nation right there, you know, just for the sake of it, let's say in tech was, and then you got off into the Zulu Empire, then you did the same job over there off in the Zulu Empire. But as far as putting you in chains, castrating you, raping all the women in your family and all that shit came strictly from that damn Caucasoid. You see what I mean? And then, as you know, Sheikah Mam, you've been with us a few times. And as you know, too, Black Lightning, you've been with us a few times on there. And we set them idiots straight, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, we research our shit. You see what I'm saying? And then keep in mind where we come from, people. You know, it is the cradle of civilization. It is the cradle of science, geography, trigonometry. And then you get these homosexual dudes up there in a place called Greece. And from what I understand, man, when they went out there on their crusades going to war for long periods of time, instead of them taking a woman, they taking with them little boys. So that's where your pedophilia is right there. You see what I'm saying? You going to war, man. How come you taking little boys with you? And then when Mansa Musa had to go out there and handle his business, he goes tell his old lady, hey, baby, come on, you coming with me. And so the queen would say, well, why are you taking me with you? Because he said, I'd much rather die on the battlefield with you by my side than leaving you here in the empire and you get invaded and then these rapists come up here and violate you. You see, this is the history they don't want you to know about. You see what I'm saying? And we're here with this here being Black History Month. They want you to know all about the eyes and balls and the ass scratch and sitting at lunch kind of baking for a cup of coffee and all that. See, but they ain't going to tell you the great legacy of where we come from. They ain't going to tell you that these damn Europeans went up down there and came and stole knowledge like Professor George G.M. James does in his stolen legacy. You see what I mean? Okay. But we all the same. You know, we don't see color. You don't see color, huh? Bring your white ass out here to Las Vegas, Nevada in June, and I will show you of the power of having melanated skin. You know what I'm saying? But you got to leave your sunscreen at home, Mighty Whitey. Now, we'll have a half a cup of water for you out there. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to leave you out there to die, but you damn sure take our asses up there into them damn places, Scandinavia, Norway, all them frozen-ass places, Iceland, and all that old type of shit, and leave us out there half-ass naked to freeze to death. They can kiss my ass. I yield. Okay, is anybody still here? I don't hear nobody. Sheikah Mam, you there? Okay, Dynamite? Okay, all right.
Power with Black Power, what happened? Whoa, you said power up. We powering up. Black Power. I don't hear nobody. Where y'all at? We having a glitch in the system? What up? Black Power. Black Power.
Okay, we're Black Lot. So can continue now. We should be blended back in. Okay, Katie Walk, you can continue. Black Power?
Black Power. I heard you say something about Henry Louis Gates when that white supremacist took your brother and put him in handcuffs. Yeah, I was sitting there listening to that one day. I was looking at it as well. And it happens all the time against brothers and sisters throughout the United States. Snakes, what I meant to say. When you go through a situation as far as dealing with this white supremacist system and the way these race soldiers run through the system, you got to have somebody to combat them on the legal aspect, and you got to have a force behind when you're going through stuff that, especially when you're going through some of this racist rhetoric that we go through every day as black men and women. But you know what, brother? I want to say this. I want to tell it to the audience tonight. It's a new day for the black man, woman, and child. And all you brothers and sisters out there should know now that we have enough brothers and sisters with the knowledge, the wisdom, to come together collectively and do something for self. We have that intellect. We have that knowledge. So when we know we got to deal with this racist system that has neglected black people for the last 400 some odd years. So we got to be careful how we deal with this cracker. Because this cracker, one thing about him, all he knows is to dominate the black and brown people around the world. That's all he knows. So we got to be vigilant toward each other. We got to pick each other up the right way, and we got to do what's right for each other, and that's protect each other and defend for each other, respect and love each other, because love is the highest degree of knowledge. If we love one another, all the rest of the stuff going to fit well with each other. So I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, tonight, black love and unity, we must come together. It's a must.
That's right.
And with that, I yield black power.
Black power. Salute to, I knew it's commander in training down there in the Carolinas in the mountains, Brother Haram, coming on board real strong with more comrades following behind him. I think be good now, good chairman for that area in training,
yeah.
And we got to see what happens. I'm pretty sure down the line we're gonna be
testing.
We have so many hundreds
three.
Of troops behind us is unbelievable. Black power.
Black power.
Oh,
testing 1, 2, 3. Can you hear us, Brother Shabaka's Black Online? You're black in. Six.
Yeah.
Six to eight. Can you hear us? I may have to go after one more. But okay, boy, everybody's back on. Dr. Truth Bay, are you still there?
Yes,
Dr. Truth Bay.
Black power. I was looking for you.
Black power.
Black power. Black power.
Okay, Dr. Bay.
Okay,
you're on the second ship.
DeWalt is there.
Nah.
Or is he gone?
Black power.
I'm here. Black power. DeWalt is there. Dr. Truth Bay, you're the only one we haven't heard from. And we're right here on the subject. What does the national black political agenda signify? Is that agenda? And does it signify unity or discord, homes or apartments? Does it signify black real estate, meaning keeping it real? Is it real land, real estate versus gentrification? Is it business or is it black pseudo-intellectualism? Black employment, is it stability versus is it just unemployment with another title? Is it infrastructure? Or is there no structure at all? And what say ye, Dr. Truth Bay? And we are against the forms of capital imperialism and neocolonialism, and we're saying black power, black power. Thank you for joining us. Dr. Truth Bay did come up with the original subject, and she will give her discussion on what does the national black political agenda signify for real. Black power.
Black power.
Always.
Well, black family, you know, when they always say there's a black agenda for the people, and yet we end up 400 years back to where we started from the very beginning as if this agenda never existed. That, unfortunately, is what the original National Black Political Convention has done. It was a 3-day conference for African-American politicians, civil rights leaders, delegates, and it was held in Gary, Indiana in 1972. It was also the largest black political gathering in U.S. history up until that point, until the Million Man March in 95. And it had a crowd at least of 8,000 attendees. It represented a coalition of revolutionaries, moderates, conservatives, and celebrities, as we mentioned, and it was following the strategies for the Voting Rights Act. So if you remember about the Voting Rights Act, it was an issue with allowing blacks to vote or given that cause. And 1972 was 5 years before the Congressional Black Caucus in 1977 had their own agenda for the black community, both of which failed miserably. And I'm sorry I don't have our losing.
Right.
I'm out in the road, black family. I don't have my loser button,
But this definitely is a want, want, want on their part. So what happened?
Yes,
ma'am. Yes. Thank you. You need some soundtrack. So what happened after the original convention in 1972? You actually had mayors. You had black political leaders that became mayors in their city. Black mayors, they've taken offices in many large cities, which included Los Angeles, which is where I'm from, Tom Bradley.
Yeah, Tom Bradley. I remember him.
Yes, and we know a lot about Tom Bradley, right? So some of the
didn't do shit for the black community. Right? Yes, ma'am, didn't do shit for the black community. And the LAPD is out there killing our people left and right. And what does Bradley get up there and says? Well, you know, the Jewish Defense League, they've been doing great work, this, that, there, the other. He starts talking about other groups, but he never came head on any type of issues facing black people head on in the city of Los Angeles. And then
I'm
just
glad
like he
you
was
mentioned the Defamation League. It's the Jewish Defamation League. We need to actually take a suit against them for using propaganda against the Black Panther Party as hate group or anti-defamation group, because we really don't have time to be tending to them when we have our own needs to be tended to, and we can care less about what they're going through, because we're going through our own thing. And as far as the hate crimes that they're committing over there in Palestine, we already know what they're doing. So they don't really get too much from us. But I will say, if they keep using our name in vain, they're going to have to pay us, you know?
Exactly.
And I've been thinking about that ever since I walked in the party, because basically, if they got called hook nose, whatever, in the past, they ain't got nothing to do with the now and here and the present.
Right.
So what's going on right now is we're talking about no reparations, no vote. And anti-hate crime bill for black folks. But I'm just saying, the Jewish people, I mean, not the Jewish people, but the anti,
anti-defamation league.
Yeah,
right, Mr. Farrakhan is suing them for slander.
They're right up, they're right in D.C., when their main headquarters, B'nai B'rith. And we need to go
there. They got headquarters in Los Angeles, too.
And make them publicly go down to the, I would say, the National Press Club along with us and give an apology for them posting anti-black hate rhetoric.
Sir.
Because basically, if we're if we're talking about loving our people first, of course, but we also say, like Sister Melody said, the black, poor, and oppressed people of the world. So that's the black, poor, and oppressed people of the world. That's just like John Brown when he went down there. That's why I mentioned him. When all the people come together like that. It's unstoppable. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like
it can't snowball. Yes, sir. It can't snowball. And then also, Black Lightning, to prove your point even further, and Dr. Bay, I'm sure she'll agree with me. When you go into the Fairfax District of Los Angeles, that's all them. The movie-making industry, that's all them. You see, so when they was showing Amos and Andy, Rod Chizik, Yad Bowles, and all that old type of bullshit, you know, that they were indirectly responsible for that. Look at Harvey Weinstein.
And boycott that stomach-turning oriental food. Boycott all that stuff that ain't made for human consumption in the first place.
Exactly. You see, and then not to mention the fact that it's very, very interesting, black family, that all these other groups around the world hate us so goddamn much, right? But I got a question. But why does the white woman want to have sex with the black man, and why does the white man want to have sex with the black woman? You know what I'm saying? And that was another issue.
I would go to the point of saying all Americans, not just black Americans, all Americans.
So Troupe is new on that question, so I wanted to get her. I think that we have reviewed that question tonight here on Black Power Radio, and now Troupe is in the middle of giving her explanation of this subject of what does the black political agenda signify? What is the significance of it at this hour? What is our position on it? And also on why, if the white man and the Zionists and others hated us so much and used us and abused us so badly, why did they still want to have sex with us? That would be a question at the end of your explanation from Dr. Truth Bay. You still there with us?
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
One second. Okay, so as we were saying, the result of the Black Political Convention in 72, what it came up with, and unfortunately this has been the result for the 1995 Million Man March as well. It collected over maybe 200,000 plus of new black Democratic voters. And we see where the Democratic dungeon has taken us. So
right.
The 1972 National Black Political Convention, as we mentioned, it produced black mayors such as Tom Bradley. In Detroit,
right.
We had Coleman Young. In Atlanta, we had Maynard Jackson. In Newark,
right.
Gibson. And
right.
Now we have the new version of Kenneth Gibson, which is Raj Baraka. But that's another conversation for another day, the battle for Newark. And then we had in Cleveland, Carl Stokes. In Cincinnati, we had Theodore Berry. And then the whole city in Gary, Indiana, was Richard Hatcher. He actually became
right.
the chief executive in 1967. So the
mm-hmm.
problem again, black family, is that even though it was a noble idea, cause to come together and really try to bring structure for the black population, inevitably, it did not do so. Because, again, we didn't have any legislation from that point on to today that actually protects us. That's why we're still waiting for the George Floyd Policing Act to even close. They didn't even finish
right.
with that. Had an executive order for Asian hate crime bill,
yep.
COVID-19, in 30 days.
Right.
We've been waiting for at least more than 30 years with the H.R. 40, and they still want to study the harms of
right.
slavery towards the descendants of blacks. So it tells you right there, black family, that because, again, we're not politically in these spaces 95% of the time as other races are, and
right.
that is part of the problem. When they don't see us in these spaces, they're going to be like, oh, well, they're going to do a drive-by because we do a drive-by on our own shit. Let's keep it real.
Right.
We do a
right.
drive-by on the issues that should matter. We should be in.
Right.
Even on your days of work on the plantation, you say, if you know a city council meeting is coming up a couple of weeks in advance, you say, I'm going to need this day off. I'm going to need this sick day off, blah, blah, blah. To move that way, we need to act like the political arena is like our air, is the air that we breathe. Without the air, we die. We're dying right now, black family, because we don't
right.
have a structure or hold in the political arena. We can march all day. We can organize all night. But if we're not penetrating these spaces of where our taxes are paying these poverty pimps for their positions,
right.
then we are just as culpable. So what we need to do is to force the powers that want to be to have, since the 50th anniversary came and went, they didn't have no political convention in Newark as was planned. Instead, they had it online. I found one of the connections, which is a National Policy Alliance, that was one of the sponsors of the original and National Black Political Convention, and they were also responsible for bringing forth the 50th anniversary, which would have been in 2022 in Newark, New Jersey. But instead, like I said, there's an online conference. So it's a scapegoat. They collected money. They say, hey, purchase tickets or donate to the MBPC 50th anniversary, and then none transpired. So what we want to do is the 52nd anniversary, which will be 2024, is what we need to do is have a petition or the localities of our areas to hold an actual convention that should have brought forth the agendas that they said in the beginning. We have to make it happen, Black family. We have to make it happen. And there was a Congressman Richardson, actually in 1995, he was so appalled. He was a congressman from Philadelphia, and he did a powerful speech in which he called out the white supremacy players. He called them. He said, listen, we got to wake up. He said, I'm a Black man first before I'm a Congress anything. And
right.
Little did he know, that same year, 1995, right before the Million Man March was supposed to take place, he was supposed to be a guest speaker, he died of a heart attack. And we're actually going to cover a little bit more of Richardson and who he is and listen to his actual speech that we say got him killed, such as Martin Luther King's speech the night before in the Mason's Temple
right.
that got him killed. So when you change, you have to understand revolution is a dangerous thing to do. And you have to have a heart. You have to have a heart to be in it. That's why you got to be born with the balls to be who you are today. It's not something that you taught. It's not something you can buy.
Right.
It's not something you can borrow. You got to have it in
right.
your heart, Black family, to fight yeah. the supremacist that oppresses yeah. us. And if you're not about it, then keep it pushing. Go open up a bakery or something, or go do some street cleaning, something that is safe for you that you feel is not going to rock the boat. But
right.
if you're about
right.
self-determination, if you're really about wanting change for our Black families, for housing, decent food, shelter,
right.
education, as a 10-point
yep.
program has so brilliantly said since 1966, if you're not about that change, then it's no feelings hurt. Just keep it moving over there. But over here in this platform, Black Power Radio, Sheikh Imam Akbar, and many other national revolutionaries, we have a specific fight to make sure that we say that we do what we say is going to happen. And so there are many ways to make that happen. For example, Empress Chi, who is the founder of the Million Women World March Universal, is preparing for us to really represent African women, Black women in the spaces that the United Nations have neglected us for so many years.
Yes, ma'am.
And so we cannot take this for granted, Black family. If you're not able to write the blueprint, then be the recipient and execute. But everybody has a part to play when it comes to revolution. So unfortunately, in short term, the National Black Political Convention did not do what it was supposed to be intended to do. So we cannot continue to fall for the okey-doke. We cannot continue to say, oh, they got this and they got that, or the white man this or the white man that. No, we as Black people got the power. We have to execute it. We have have a legacy and show an example to our children who, when we are getting gone, they have to have
right.
a backbone to carry on the work. And that's
right.
what we see with Raj Baraka as a perfect example of the children of so-called revolutionaries. Amiri Baraka was a poet laureate, but Raj Baraka had all the tools that was handed to him to really make things happen for Black people.
Right.
If he had done so, I can guarantee you, almost guarantee you, put all my money on there, that the Sheikh, the Imam Hassan Sharif that was murdered less than a month ago, justice would have been served, or he would have still been alive today. I'm just saying.
Right.
But again,
yeah.
we allow the democratic demons of these cities. We continue to vote for these clowns, and yet killing each other by doing so. So let's change the scope
mm-hmm.
of how we're doing things, Black family. We cannot afford to continue to have nothing for ourselves. We cannot continue to afford to not educate
right.
ourselves politically. Now, I'm going to put something on the table right now because we're actually going to be covering some of this on February 11th and February 12th. Black History Month, we're going to give you the real skinny on what's happened politically. There are some names we're going to mention. There is some direction that we're going to ask you to look into that you may not have expected us to do. But we're not here. We're not here to satisfy you with empty dialogue.
Right.
We are here to tell you the truth and tell you what way to go. But don't believe us. You ain't got to believe us. You just got to do your research and see for yourself because the records are there. The people are speaking. And we got to listen to what the people are saying nationwide, what black men are saying nationwide, what black women are saying nationwide.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So with that being said, black family,
please allow a footnote.
Let's keep that together.
A footnote, Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay has just returned from a world's mayor's conference in Florida, and she had to get up from her comfort zone, forsake her home and family, to sacrifice to move we the people ahead a notch in her political, and that's what she's speaking from, that backdrop of what she had gained from the, being in the World Conference of Mayors. So we really want you all to pick up attention. There's a lot of updates. She made a lot of contacts, and it's all useful information, and it's because of her skillful use of that political information which will propel us forward socially and politically as a network. My.
Yes, sir. And I believe I saw Dr. Bay's video when she was down in Florida, too.
That's
So
the
I did see
World
Dr.
Conference
Bay's
of Mayors. Yes, World Conference of Mayors. I was privileged to attend it just past January 25th to the 27th. But on the 27th, black family, let me tell you and give you an update of what transpired in South Carolina. We have some agents, and no, not that type of agent. We have some people working on our side that's actually presenting an executive order or was to present an executive order to Joe Biden himself. This executive order is exact replica of the COVID-19 bill, except it is directly worded for us as African-American, as black. Now, I know some of us don't want to use that label African-American. We got some of our Moorish brothers that say you got to have a nationality, which is true as well. But if the nationality that they proclaim to bring forth for the people has transpired, would our driver's license tell us our nationality? Or what does it say? It says black. Our birth certificate, it says Negro or black. So we have to use these words in order to bring forth the change. We can't bring something foreign that they haven't described us on our legal documents because we didn't have any power to change the legal documents to have us give us the name that we want. So we adopted Black Power. And that's something that we cannot take lightly. There is real power in blackness, family. So those who are in the system, who forgot what it is to really be black, who is kowtowing to, the oppressor, they're not our leaders. Playing it safe. They're getting their reparations, right? You got Roland Martin, one of the biggest black journalists in the nation. And you think that he's going to use his platform to steer us in the right direction? Oh, no.
Nope.
He got his private jet planes. He got his cash prizes. Oh, he's playing it safe in D.C. on his show. So he's not really trying to rock the boat. He, a matter of fact, if you look at his past, some of his past shows, he degrades us, calls us stupid sometimes when we go against the mean and preach the truth of what this Democratic demons are doing. And then we cannot continue to allow them to hang us. So, again, these black faces are not our leaders. As a matter of fact, they are worse than the opposition. The opposition knows who they are, and they tell you to their face that they don't like us. So what you want to do? You want to assimilate? Oh, no, black family. Oh, no, we can't do that. We must. Yeah. It's not even an option. We must be self-determined to have an alternative governance. So I pray that you continue to listen to Black Power Radio. Join us every Sunday and Monday, and we will give you, again, the most informative information that you need that you won't find anywhere else. So join us in the next couple of weeks. And, again, we're going to break down the political jargon for November 2024's election, what you need to know, what you need to work and tell others about. But you must be willing and able to sit at the table with your listening ears and absorb the information that we give you and think about it. But most importantly, Black family, do your research. Google is a wonderful, wonderful invention. It's at your fingertips.
Yes.
So anything that we say to you, you can automatically Google it and find it yourself. But what we're going to talk about just a little bit, I'm going to give you a little hint, is that the narrative surrounding Donald Trump, oh, we're going to break this down seriously, Black family, from beginning to end as to what really is going on with the presidential election coming up. So I want you to tune in because I tell you there's going to be information that you may be quite surprised about. But you got to listen to what the people who are in these political spaces are bringing back to us, family. And that's how we're going to win. We're going to win with truth and righteousness every time. But we can't be afraid. We got to support the ones who are speaking out, who have the balls to be in these spaces and tell the oppressor where to go with his stuff. But we got to do it in numbers. We can't be in these silos
right.
anymore and expect for results
right.
to change. We got to do it in a unified cycle. So with that being said, Black family, I appreciate being here on Black Power Radio, and thank you.
Thank you, Black Power,
back
y'all. Free to land.
National Chairman. Right on, right
free
on.
Free to
oh,
land.
Black
Tanisha.
Power, Black Power.
Tanisha.
Yes.
Black
yes.
Power. Tanisha, she's been rocking.
Free to land.
I'm here, y'all.
Tanisha has been in these
Black
circles,
power,
and she's been 10 toes down everywhere, whether it's a Zoom meeting or what, she's there. And that's what I'm saying. It's really important that you must be in these spaces where you're invited to so you can learn and move it forth and really tell the people, educate our people. Start putting together these town forums when you get this information, whether it's a Zoom or whether it's in person. You must educate the masses of the truth when you receive it. So that being said, Black Power to all.
I say thank you. Salute.
Always. Always. Black Power, always. Then of
Black Power.
Definitely. Always.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Black Power, Black Power. And thank you all for joining us tonight, for being here live on Black Power Radio. And you all can sum up with whatever you have. And we'll get the black. Once again, tomorrow, Monday, we're going to have a hot show. We're going to blast all of our viewpoints from the weekend and culminate on Monday at 8 p.m. right here on the same Black channel. And we hope that you'll join us. And we thank you for supporting Black Power Radio, all of our vast listening and participating audience. And we leave the floor to you all. Black Power.
See y'all tomorrow.
Always, always. Yeah, and definitely get with
Black
us Tuesday
power.
Night.
Definitely
get with us always. And get with us Tuesday night on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced Tuesday night, 6 p.m. in the east. I'm sorry, 6 p.m. in the west, 9 p.m. In the east, you know, and it's going to be an open mic discussion on the hypocrisy, you know, of this current political system. And also, too, we're going to be emphasizing is on these migrants who went and beat the shit out of two NYPD officers who got booked, and they were released on their own recognizance. Now, me personally, I don't give
Lord
a damn of them
Lord.
People.
Shame,
yeah, I don't give
shame,
a damn.
Shame.
And I don't give a damn about them beating the shit up out of the police, and then they get OR. But you could imagine what the hell would have happened had that would have been our people doing that. And,
right.
and I don't have to tell you,
Fact.
Dr. Bay, you know what happened in 1992. Yeah, I don't have to tell you, Dr. Bay. I don't have to tell you what happened in Los Angeles in 1992. The
no,
day
we know that.
Scratches.
Rodney King. Rodney King. Can
yes,
we all
ma'am.
Get along? This fool needs to be defeated
yes,
just for saying that.
Yes,
right.
ma'am. And then
that shit that Rodney King said with his head still busted open, lips still swayed up, can we just get a lie? You might as well would have should have went off and cut off the man's testicles. You know what I'm saying? It's because that was vicious.
I think they did. I think he was bald.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, because, see, what happened there in 1992, they knew what they were doing. Them crackers up there in Ventura County, that's why they had to change the venue from L.A. County to Ventura County, which is all Reagan country. But Rodney King got what he deserved, and the cops are innocent. Uh-huh, now here comes the worst riot in U.S. urban history. Yeah, I was there April 29th, April 30th, May the 1st, all the way to May the 2nd. You see what I mean? And they are systemically killing us. They are systemically feminizing our men through that sick-ass institution called Hollywood, California. And excuse the expression, ladies, they're violating our young black girls. You know, well, hey, come make your big audition here in Hollywood, but you got to go up to this mansion in the San Fernando Valley, if you know what I mean. Yes, say, but ladies are pressing and just simply connect the dots. Also, too, we got to build up our own damn infrastructures on commerce, on farming, on agriculture, and also, too, we have got to get our people back on a Pan-African concept, not so much here in the U.S., but throughout the diaspora, because you got all these neo-colonialists, you know, who are now on the puppet strings of the Chinese. Okay, you got Elon Musk, okay, who is a fucking bore, and some cracker. Yeah, yeah, and some cracker going to tell me, well, he was an African. He was from, no. Shut up, white boy, okay? Because,
did you see that video, Brother Shabaka? Who did
see
that video of the migrants beating up that people? Who did not see that? If you didn't,
oh,
you need
yes,
to watch
ma'am.
It. I can't tell you.
Yes, I
where
saw.
Is that?
Yeah, I saw.
Was secretly,
yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. How many of us were secretly cheering on these migrants when that shit was going down? Out of one and the two. All the kicking the head.
Oh,
all
yeah,
that.
Oh, yes,
that
ma'am.
That is what... what I felt when all the years of killing us without accountability was in those, it was
yes,
in
ma'am.
Those 8 minutes right there.
Fact.
But what
yes,
I, what was disgusting again was the fact that they were giving the middle finger. That's exactly what they need to do.
That's the part
the
I was going
to
bring up.
The system that allowed them to
yes.
go free. So we definitely
yes,
going to break that down because that's something to behold.
Oh, yes, ma'am. We'll be talking about it on Shabaka's Black Experience on Tuesday night. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, if you can, Brother Imam has my number, so does Dr. Truth Bay. Definitely check out Frontline Black News on StreamYard, which we've been doing over there at Frontline Black News as well. Yes, ma'am, because we discussed that there last night on it. You know what I'm saying? And, okay, because they beat up the police. They go to jail. They walk out, the dude puts the middle finger, you know, to the press, and then the district attorney who they're using as the fall guy is black. I forgot the name of that trick, you know what I'm saying? So they grill up on him, why'd you let him out? How come you didn't have no bail on him and all that old type of stuff? And I hate to see a brother go down there and have eggs shoved in his face like that, but excuse the expression, black family. That nigga deserved that, and excuse me for using such a term, but the day of the ass scratcher is over. The day of the Yassa boss has been retired. It's a new generation. Free the land, the new free. Africa Republic.
Free the land.
Yeah, and I use
right.
it.
By any means. So Black. That being said, we'll wrap up Black Power Radio, and back to our host, Shaky Mama Akbar.
Thank you, Black Power. We've enjoyed hearing from everybody tonight. Always remember to put in your $77 Bakers and keep Black Power Radio on the air. Again, it's for all the numerically pure at heart and some of your alpha numerically pure at heart. You can put in your cash app, $77 Bakers. You can go on the website and donate. If you're trying to get us some money, in other words, you already know what to do. All you need is the commitment, and we're going nationwide. We are the security for the Million Woman March. And it's a woman's it's a world international march now. It's progressed. And we hope to keep supporting that to get the black woman black on her proper role at the throne of authority of the humanities and
yes,
supporting
sir.
A king who knows what to do instinctively. The black man, shit breaks out, they just keep giving the mic to the wrong guy. You just got to get the mic in the hands of the righteous and we can rock this. And I'm just saying, you know, we have gone for the Okie and the Dokie far too long and taken too many hits for the team. And so we don't need to take a hit for the team. They have to look to our authority and see salvation in the black man, woman, and child at this hour. Because they have offered us nothing in the last 100 years. Not even an ink stain for us has been placed up as anything of substance to help the black man, woman, and child. Now we must take black, we must socially and politically take black our rights of sovereignty, our rights of independence, write our own Bill of Rights and our own form of constitutions to declare our nationhood, our own government.
Yes, sir.
Away from this orange toupee and the whole Bidens of the world has never done anything,
yes,
in our favor. Even blacks went in wholesale and voted for the Republican, got Trump in. Blacks went in wholesale and voted in the whole Biden, and he didn't put one speck of ink down for you. Not now, not then, not never, not ever. Obama,
yes, sir.
Osama, Slick
never,
Willie,
ever,
Clinton,
never.
And we should do a declaration just like the Anti-Defamation League. Do a declaration just like the Zionists. We should be all saying every day. We should go to bed. Oh, never, never, ever again. Can anybody say that with me again? Never, never,
never
again.
Never,
never,
never
again.
Never,
never,
never
again.
Go for that.
Never
again. In store for you, but enslavement and death. And if you don't see it now because you're looking through those rose-colored glasses, and the only appeal we have for you, for all the knuckleheaded Negroes and all of those, the Oreo,
Tim Scott's and Yasser Bosses and ass scratches.
Keep the rose-colored glasses, and let's keep it moving.
Right.
You're going to have to get over
Absolutely.
All the rose-colored people in the house. I think those are the paranoid phone folks as you're releasing your seatbelt from Black Power Radio tonight. We asked you earlier in the show to buckle your seatbelts and sit back and enjoy the ride. If you haven't got a full and complete social or political education tonight, you can come right back here tomorrow and get some more. You can get a double dose. More.
Oh, yes, sir.
You can listen to Radio 4 right here at Black Power Radio.
Black Power.
Tuesday, you can get you some Focus enhancements and use that enhancement on Tuesday. You can't get it Sunday,
yes,
Monday.
Yes,
sir. You say, we'll get you tracked.
Yeah, we'll have
Tuesday.
It going for you on Tuesday and Friday morning with Grand Rising with Shabaka in the chain.
And Friday. Black Revolution. And if
yes,
you get
sir.
You some Black Revolution, you best you get some WeThePeople.gov going for yourself. You will be more dignified than going out here hanging out with a burnout Bernie Sanders from Vermont who wasn't even he didn't even remotely have you on the ink stain anywhere. He flowed all the place to support his political agenda and his constituency, black in Vermont, but not black in chocolate
yes,
D.C. or chocolate New York or chocolate
yes,
L.A.
Sir.
Or city of
yes,
Chicago.
Sir.
He does a drive-by when he goes to chocolate city Chicago, Trump, and Bernie Sanders and whole Biden riding in the same goddamn limousine. They're going to buy
that
in chocolate city Chicago. They're going to buy chocolate Miami and chocolate Atlanta. The mecca of chocolate in Atlanta. They're going to do a suit. They go, matter of fact, he said, driver, would you speed up a few kilometers, if you will?
Yes, sir.
They're going to do it after they do a bypass. You understand? Hey, you know that freeway ticket, you got the main drag. Boom, all of a sudden there's a bypass. So you go, want you to go around this here right here, right?
Detour sign.
Take some sides.
Road workers.
So they won't go on the main drag of the mainstream of the problems and difficulties that black people are facing in America. They always do a bypass. They always do a drive-by. You have to get on the mainstream of your own issue and drag it, pull it by hook or crook. But you must get it to the front line wherever you are. If you're in America, cut with those 3 Ks in the United Snakes of America, then it's best you go to the front line and bring your issue with you, because there's nobody levitating from the heavens. There is no process of osmosis to develop a security blanket or someone to protect your vested interest for you, you have to stand up and protect your own vested interest wherever you are.
And yes, sir.
Potentially, there's a Black Panther Party nearby that will come in and put some rescue in the mission for you. But until that time,
yes,
brother,
sir.
If you're not going to stand up for yourself, God damn it, you're going to fall for anything. I just enjoy Black Power Radio so much tonight and hope that you will join us again tomorrow right here on Monday afternoon at 8 p.m.
Yes, sir.
We'll be rocking up some more of that Black Power Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And waiting
that's
on that debacle enhancement to come on Tuesday. On a Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
And just rock that mic, because that, God damn it, that's what we was born for. I just love you
so
much.
Yes, sir.
Of all we've been said, all that could potentially be said, we know our beloved brother Marvin Gaye has said it best. My. Oh, my.
Yes, sir.
Ooh.
Nick and time. Continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave master and its covert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercial and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standards of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you're out of your damn mind. You're out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are Pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii, and everywhere you look, you are. But you had not developed the technique to see yourself, because you don't want to talk revolution, because you don't want change, which is the solution. You want to concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white folks, people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children, and you're going to help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We study been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house, and our kids come back from college like Carter D. Woodson put in the Miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask him for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son, and after that he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you've got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man that build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man that build a mansion and don't put cameras on it first. It ain't a white man that build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community, and in, when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized in a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. The COINTELPRO said a job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did along give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that have been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take back door, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right after all the hell you done took for 450 years to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.
Thank you. locked up, or the one that got away? When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. See, the only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs to your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, go and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a come and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Solid didn't fight, just strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence is the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America always got some shit to say. See, terror breeds terror. Just drop bombs, some mothers and the kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. See this mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phones with the hate. Chase the Panthers out of state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to brotherhoods with heroin. At the same time, pass away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies, they teach you. Don't conform to authority. It's under uniforms, human bones that bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's
known,
now they
want to
sign
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you never get a stutter.
He said to me one time, you hear me, Miss Jones, or play my game? You hear Miss Jones?
Oh, yes.
Hey, Miss Jones. Come on. You said me something. I gotta kill me the MP3 and kill it. I didn't be able to delete the music on.
I can't believe they always do MP3.
Oh, Mr. Lee.
Jones. We got a thing going on. We both know. that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays a favorite song. Me and Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, we got a thing. It's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high, 'cause she's got her own obligation, and so do I. Me and Mrs. Jones. But it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much, it hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and Mrs.
He gave us everything. Okay.